Poganski takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Cecere, shot, score! Cecere took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Kepler Martin, a power play goal! L'Esperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel L'Esperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Inside the Viero Wireless pregame show, the Tri-City Storm and the Sioux Falls Stampede going up against one another for the fifth time this season at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Hope everybody's having a great day today, as the Tri-City Storm looking for their fourth consecutive win over the Sioux Falls Stampede. We'll have all the action for you. 7:05 puck drop on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. It's the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. And these two teams, as I said, have met four times before, and the Storm have won each of the last three meetings. The last two up in Sioux Falls. The Storm took care of the Stampede both nights. First 5-1 on Friday and then 6-4 on Saturday. Two big wins for the Storm as they're trying to battle back into playoff positioning. Last night, Tri-City lost to the Omaha Lancers 5-3 here at the Viero Event Center. Lancers got three goals in the second period, took a 4-2 lead going into the third, and they were able to hold on. The Storm cut it to a one-goal lead twice, but they were never able to get back even with Omaha after that three-goal outburst in the second period by the Lancers. Sioux Falls last night took a loss to Waterloo, a wild one, 8-3 final. What ended up there is Waterloo had a 4-0 lead. Sioux Falls scores three consecutive goals to make it 4-3. And then Waterloo scored three goals on a 5-minute major power play opportunity and added another one later in the game to win 8-3. That was up in Sioux Falls. The Stampede took the bus down to Kearney today, and it'll be a big matchup for the Storm. Stampede in fourth place in the USHL's Western Conference. They are the team the Storm are catching. Tri-City 16 points out of a playoff spot. Going to try to cut two off of that deficit tonight if they can get a win against the Sioux Falls Stampede. But for the Storm, they're struggling with injury issues right now. Tri-City with a number of players out of the lineup. There are six scratches tonight for the Storm. They have 12 forwards and five defensemen in. 12 forwards and four defensemen in. And Garrett Gomez is slated to play some defense here tonight in the lineup. Gomez will rotate and play some defensive shifts, but there's only four healthy D-men for the Storm, which means you're probably going to depend on Jacob Johansson. Johansson going to need a huge victory tonight for Tri-City. Last night, he allowed five goals. He gets the start again tonight against David Jacobson, the goaltender for the Stampede. Arthur Bry got the start last night, and it'll be Jacobson against Johansson here tonight in Kearney. The Storm had to shuffle things around. Glukowski is at the funeral of Peter Halish. He's not around this weekend. Christian Horn, Cutler Martin, Nick Hutchison, all out with injuries to start the weekend. Yesterday, Aldworth and Kerr went down with injuries. So a lot of injury issues for the Storm, but they're going to put it together and try to get a win here against the Sioux Falls Stampede. We'll take a break, come back with the starting lineups in the Coach's Corner right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Back here at the Viera Wireless pregame show, it's time to go behind enemy lines with the best presented by Best Western Plus. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viera Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. And tonight we go behind enemy lines. We'll talk about the forward for the Sioux Falls Stampede, C.J. Franklin. Franklin having another outstanding season, 12 goals and 22 assists for 34 points this year for Sioux Falls. He is now tied for the team lead in scoring with his buddy Zamp Knutson. And Franklin, a plus 7 this season. He has 11 power play assists, 5 power play goals, 2 game winning goals. And he's a guy who really converts with the man advantage on the power play. Last season, Franklin, one of the leading scorers on this team alongside Dennis Kravchenko. Here this season, once again, 34 points in 28 games. He's really been successful for Sioux Falls, and he's tied with Knutson, the two each with 34 points. That stands in 7th. In the USHL scoring leaders, L'Espérance is actually right behind them in 9th, as Knutson, Franklin tied with 34 points. Joel L'Espérance for the Storm with 31 points. And on top of them, we got 6 other players. But as we know, the 3 top scorers in the league, Randolph, Vessel, and Huff from Omaha. We'll see them on Friday. Saw them yesterday. But C.J. Franklin has been doing wonders here for this Sioux Falls Stampede team, and he's committed to Minnesota State Mankato. He's out of Forest Lake, Minnesota, so he'll stay in his home state when he heads to college next season, and just a great opportunity for Franklin to come back this season and play once again with Sioux Falls. Now let's hear what our head coach has to say. It's Jim Holton in the coach's corner tonight before a game against Sioux Falls.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Coach's Corner, Jared Schaffrin alongside the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, before tonight's game against the Sioux Falls Stampede. Tri-City has won 3 consecutive over the Stampede. And, Coach, what's the key to continuing the magic over Sioux Falls here tonight?
Well, I think the one thing we've done really successful against them in the three wins was establish a forecheck early. We got on their defense in a hurry and didn't let them break out clean. And they're a high-octane team that can skate very well when they get going. And they want to get the puck into the forwards' hands as quick as possible. So, obviously, we want to try to deny that. And we did it really successfully last weekend in Sioux Falls, and it resulted in two wins.
How big is this game for you as a team? You're trying to get back in the standings. You lose last night. You don't want to have a weekend with 0 points. So how big is this game in the locker room? Are you guys looking at it as a really big game?
Yeah, I mean, I think the position we're in, we go into every game thinking it's a big one. We don't want to overhype it because there's still a lot of season left, and this isn't a be-all and the end-all game, but it is really, really important. And the biggest thing for me is just to get back on the winning track. Let's stem it. You're not going to win every game from here on in, but don't turn one into two, into three, into four, and you get the hole deeper. We have to find a way to get back up on the horse and get back in the win column tonight.
Looking at the lineup, obviously, you guys are a little bit thinner and different guys out with various injuries. But you know what? We were talking earlier, and you said, hey, there's no excuses. The guys that are in the lineup have to produce, and I'm sure that's what you guys are thinking here tonight.
Yes, the injury bug bit us again last night. Kerr went down probably for a week to 10 days minimum. Aldworth had a concussion. It just seems like we're in a bad stretch here with injuries. But as we've talked about before, there's no time to stop the season and heal. You have to carry on and get through it. And this is a development league, and it's a learning league. And the kids have to learn that it's all about who's in the lineup, not who's out of the lineup. And your focus doesn't change. The game plan doesn't change. So, again, a great test. We're always talking about different tests for these kids. And this is another one tonight. There's no excuses. There's no sympathy in sports. It's all about who's wearing the sweater that night that plays the system. And that's why you have a system, and we've been really good at sticking to it. So I'm pretty excited about the challenge ahead of us tonight.
11 forwards plus Garrett Gomez. So really, I guess 12 forwards in the lineup, but you got Gomez down on the defensive side. Four healthy defensemen coming into this game tonight. What's the plan? How do you manage ice time?
Well, I think simplicity is the key thing here. I mean, we have to have a good team structure. We have to keep the game simple. The defense are just going to have to move the puck as quick as possible out of our zone. You know, it might be a boring game to call. It might be an ugly game to watch. But we're going to have to go off the glass and keep it simple and a lot. And we're going to have to, again, manage the puck as well. No turnovers, no odd man rushes. And you say none of that, but it's going to happen from out of time. But minimize all those things.
Is that something that happened last night? It seemed like you guys were struggling to break out of your zone at times, and obviously Omaha has some talented forwards that can make that tough, but is that something that you noticed that the team struggled with last night?
Well, I thought we struggled a lot in our own zone, and to me it was just mental fatigue. You know, we've had a fairly busy stretch here. There's no excuses, but when I watched back in the tape, I just thought we were drifting a lot out of our position. We weren't supporting each other the way we normally do, and as a result, we spent all of our time and energy and effort in our own zone trying to get the puck in. We didn't have a lot left to attack.
Some of the guys you do have in the lineup, some speedy forwards. You look at Patrick Curry, Dan Lebosky, guys that really can skate, get out there, Nolan Abel. How key is that going to be, try to minimize the fatigue factor, but continue to use your speed?
Well, we have some guys that are naturals, and as you just mentioned them, and I know I thought a lot of us had off nights last night. We have to find energy and enthusiasm tonight, and we have to play with the spark. And Abel's a guy who has to elevate his game a little bit here. You know, Curry's got to get back to his ways. They're young guys. They're going to have some little hiccups. I understand that. Lebosky's been pretty good for us of late. You know, we need a better effort out of Pagansky. We need that big body crashing and going. And we need Wilkie and Lesperance to carry in Gamaz to continue on where they were last night. So, yeah, again, I'm feeling good because I don't think this team recently has had many back-to-back bad games, so I think we're going to bounce back in a big way.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, here before tonight's game with the Sioux Falls Stampede. Coach, we wish you good luck.
Thanks, Jarrett. We'll talk to you after.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth. The Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Tri-City Storm and Sioux Falls Stampede getting ready to go at the Viero Event Center. It'll be the fifth meeting of the season between these two teams. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King's a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King. Have it your way. Starting lineup for the Sioux Falls Stampede. It's their second line tonight. It'll be Griffin Molino, number 29 on the left wing. Molino, 5'10", 170 pounds, out of Trenton, Michigan, committed to Western Michigan this season. Molino's been a big addition to the Stampede. 7 goals and 21 assists for 28 points in 33 games. Dennis Kravchenko gets the start at the center, number 18 out of San Clemente, California. He's committed to UMass Amherst this season. Kravchenko with 8 goals and 22 assists. On the right wing, number 17, Tony Calderon. Calderon also out of Trenton, Michigan, like Molino. This season, he is wearing number 17, and he has scored 10 goals and 11 assists. Ed McGovern gets the start on the left defense. He wears number 4 out of Scottsdale, Arizona, 5'10", 216 pounds. And on the right defense, number 22, R.J. Mikozak. Mikozak out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota. He's committed to Air Force, and he's on the right side tonight, 5'8", 150 pounds. In net tonight for the Stampede, number 34, David Jacobson. Out of Los Angeles, California, Jacobson this season is 13-5-1. With two shutouts, a goals against average of 2.68 and a 91.3% save percentage. The head coach for the Sioux Falls Stampede is Cary Eads, assistants Dallas Stewart and Christian Bregnalo. Now the Tri-City Storm starting lineup. The Storm 12-18-2 coming in, 6-7-2 at home, but 3-1 over the Stampede. Storm will start the line of Patrick Curry, Chase Berger, and Austin Poganski. Curry on the left wing wearing number 26, 5'10", 180 pounds, out of Schaumburg, Illinois. Curry in 8 games has a goal and 2 assists for the Storm. Berger at the center wears number 14, 6'1", 190 pounds, out of St. Louis, Missouri. Through 31 games, he's got 6 goals and 6 assists, and he is committed to Penn State. On the right wing, number 11, Austin Poganski, 6'1", 195 pounds, out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. 27 games, 9 goals and 4 assists, and he's committed to the University of North Dakota. On defense, number 2, Sean Lang on the left side. Lang, 6'2", 185 pounds, out of Apple Valley, Minnesota. Through 23 games this season, he has 6 assists. On the right defense is number 8, Jalen Schultz, 6'1", 170 pounds, out of Cambridge, Minnesota. 29 games played, 4 assists for Schultz. In net for the Storm is number 30, Jacob Johansson. 6'2", 185 pounds, out of Stockholm, Sweden. Johansson has played in 27 games. He's got a goals against average of 2.78 and a save percentage of 91.8%. The Storm are coached by Jim Holton, assistants J.B. Bittner and Eric Blaze. Scratches tonight for Tri-City: Nolan Glukowski, Nick Hutchison, Christian Horn, Cutler Martin, Thomas Oldworth, and Kevin Kerr. 6 players, 5 of them injured. Glukowski back in Michigan for the weekend, attending the funeral of Peter Halish, and we'll have a moment of silence for Halish here tonight at the Viero Event Center before the national anthem in just a few moments. But let's get you tonight's New West 3 Keys to Victory. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. 3 keys to victory tonight. The Storm need the scoring production that they got when they were in Sioux Falls last weekend. They scored 11 goals in the 2 games last weekend, and they need that tonight. Need to get some goals for Johansson. Secondly, defensive responsibility. Tri-City with only 4 healthy defensemen tonight in the lineup: Cecere, Dello, Lang, and Schultz. They need help from everybody getting back on defense. And finally, they need a big game out of Jacob Johansson. You talk about the banged up defense. Johansson's got to be on his A game tonight for the Storm to pick up a victory. That is going to be paramount. Jacob Johansson needs to be on his game early and often. Storm looking to get a hot start here against the Sioux Falls Stampede. It's coming up next on your home for Storm Hockey, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
We're ready to go here in Kearney. Tri-City Storm and the Sioux Falls Stampede. The Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial. They'll wear their white uniforms with purple lettering and numbering on the back. Black helmets tonight and black breezers as well for the Tri-City Storm. Right to left on your radio dial for the first period. Sioux Falls in their blue uniforms, navy blue uniforms with blue helmets, white lettering and numbering on the back of their jerseys. And they will go from left to right on your radio dial. The official tonight is Walker Holton and the linesman Justin Hedlund and Ian McCambridge. We're ready to go in the first period. Opening faceoff is Kravchenko and Berger, and Berger wins it. The Storm have possession to start things here tonight on the Breeze, 94.5. They got it into the Sioux Falls end. Kravchenko now has control, played it on the near side, and it's some R.J. Mikozak who had it. Berger came over to try to take it away. However, Sioux Falls able to control, and now Calderon into the zone. Mikozak joins the rush. He takes a shot. Johansson is there and makes the stop. He hangs on and stops play. 26 seconds into the game. We're underway in Kearney. Scoreless game thus far between Tri-City and Sioux Falls. Here we're in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play. And there'll be a faceoff to Johansson's left. L'Esperance will take it for Tri-City against Dakota Joshua. Faceoff one to Franklin. Couldn't get a shot off. He looked right in the slot to get one, but he couldn't. And now it's moved into the corner. Puck's bouncing around. Franklin's got it back. C.J. Franklin moves back. Shot on Johansson, and the save was made. Loose puck taken by L'Esperance. Little pass to Gomez, and now here comes Wilkie. Wilkie through the red line and takes a shot. Save made by Jacobson. He had to fight it off. A long wrist shot from Wilkie. Now the puck gets poked around to the near side and out of the zone, but Lang fires it back in. Gomez was tied up there with Chad Deshane of Sioux Falls, but they recover, and now the Storm have possession. Wilkie trying to get it back in deep for Lang, but it ends up going on the backboards. Lang ends up controlling it, playing it forward to McMurphy, who's out of the zone. McMurphy got held up in neutral ice. It's sent back to Lang, who skates it forward, and he's stopped at the line. Here comes Kravchenko with a race. Kravchenko into the zone, and that was Valisano into the zone, and O'Connor took that shot, but is deflected wide, and now it's out of the zone, rolling back to the Sioux Falls, and icing waved off. Jack Stander has it for the Stampede behind his own net. Minute and a half in, scoreless game. Joey DiBenedetto on the forecheck now for Tri-City, seeing some more ice time tonight with less players in the lineup after he played well last night. Johansson out of his net, sends it around the near side to Benedetto, first man there, got past him. Mikozak gets it back to O'Connor in onside here with Valisano. Valisano with a backhand shot, Johansson fought it off. Far side, Stepanek with a shot. Deflection wide of the net in front. Dangerous play there, but it went wide. And now Lebowski has it for Tri-City. Sends it in. Lebowski will race for it against Mikozak on the back wall. Mikozak finds on the far side. It's played up the wall and now out of the zone. And Sioux Falls has it. It's Nanny. Nanny turns on the speed to the center, and Johansson covers it up. It got to the crease, and Johansson was able to time it perfectly. He covered it up with his glove and stopped play. 17:36 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City and Sioux Falls are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5. Johansson will see the faceoff to his right in the Storm end. Faceoff won by Les Bronson to the corner, but Nanny races and gets it. Quick shot and a save by Johansson. That time, shot came from Schwalbe. Schwalbe just joined this Sioux Falls team this week, was traded from Youngstown for Bo Pella, the defenseman. A delayed penalty is upcoming, and it's been whistled to the Stampede, and the Storm will head to the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. It's a hooking call on Ryan Schwalbe, who we were just speaking of, and it's a power play for Tri-City. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property, call Century 21 at 308-234-5550. Faceoff won by the Storm as they start the power play. It's down low. McGovern had it. Poganski took it away, got it to Les Bronson on the near side, but it's taken right back and moved up by Sioux Falls, and now Franklin's into the offensive zone for the Stampede. Wilkie trying to take it away, puts him on the back wall. Wilkie able to handle the puck. Franklin went down, but got it over to Lebowski. Outlet pass to Poganski on the near side. Poganski past the red line. He flips it into the zone. Gets held up there. No call coming as Poganski totally got interfered with, but the officials decided not to call. Storm already on a power play here. Minute 20 to go in the Century 21-man advantage. Cecere will move forward now in front of his own net. Wilkie on the far side. Back to Cecere. Collision and a penalty. It's on Drew Mayer for a high stick. Mayer discussing with the official. But he'll head to the box. So the Storm negate their first power play with a penalty of their own. Drew Mayer for high sticking. 16:33 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Scoreless game here on the Breeze. It'll be 4-on-4 for a minute 12 seconds. And then it'll be a 5-on-4 for Sioux Falls. Tough to see on the replay, but there was definitely a collision on the blue line there with Mayer. Storm get a late line change in there. And now the faceoff will come in their own zone to the right of Johansson. Faceoffs won by Tri-City. Nolan Abel sent it forward to Torrey Dello. Dello backhands it to Schultz on the far side, and Schultz will send it in deep to the Sioux Falls end. 4-on-4 here for the next minute. Gomez on the near side wall. Down low to Abel. Abel took a hit but got it back to Gomez. Gomez tried its shot. It was blocked. Rebound put to the far side. And now it's flipped to neutral ice, and it's kicked into the Storm end right to Torrey Dello. Nice job by Dello there to get it to Gomez and settle it down. Gomez got it back to Dello. A little too far in front of him, but he recovers and finds Jalen Schultz. Schultz now on the near side. Almost turned it over to a lurking Dakota Joshua, and offside. Should have been whistled offside to Sioux Falls there. I can't believe the official did not call it. 15:46 remaining in the first. The puck ended up going out of play. So the play did stop, but holy mackerel, was that an offside. And coaches on the Storm bench right now, Jim Holton and J.B. Bittner, can't be happy with that call. 4-on-4 for the next 25 seconds. We're scoreless here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play, 15:46 to go. Pat Curry takes the faceoff for Tri-City, and it's won by the Storm. Lang has it, reverses it. Down low to Chase Berger, who will move forward. Berger out of his own zone. Finds Curry on the far side, who shovels in. Takes a hit from Jack Stander. Jacobson out of the net. Played it on the far side. Cecere able to keep it in. Down low, Berger in the far side corner. Took a hit from Deshane. And now it's a power play for Sioux Falls. Stampede on the power play for the next 45 seconds. They're into the zone. On the far side, Franklin wrapped it around to the near side. Krevchenko kicked it back down low to Franklin. Franklin from the corner. up the wall, up top now, and a shot, save made by Johansson. Another shot, Smoke goes wide. First shot came from Griffin Molino, second one went wide, now it's DeShane with a shot, deflection, Johansson makes a save, another save for Johansson. Puck's behind the net, Kravchenko in the far side corner with 15 seconds left on the power play. Up top to DeShane at the center, puts it wide of the net, Cecere knocked it into the corner, down low Franklin. Franklin got poked away from Lang. Puck banks off of Berger and out of the zone. Storm get a lucky bounce as it banked off of Chase Berger and out of the zone. Sioux Falls back in. A quick shot missed the net by Kravchenko. And now the puck's in deep to the Storm, and we're back at full strength. 5.5 minutes into the game. Scoreless here on the Breeze. Eastman up the far side wall. Couldn't get it out. Stepanek kept it in. On the near side now, it's moved by Lang and out by Mayer. Here comes the rush for Eastman. Eastman on the near side, shot it wide of the net. Went wide right, rebound out of the zone. Dello tried to poke it back toward the Sioux Falls end. Couldn't get it in. And now it's taken away by Joey DiBenedetto. DiBenedetto put it into the Sioux Falls end, took a hit. And now the Stampede have possession. Ed McGovern, one of the two captains, on the near side. O'Connor. O'Connor flips it in deep to the Storm end. Johansson leaves it for Tori Dello. Wraps it around the far side. Eastman's waiting for it. Eastman lifts it out of the zone, but it's taken there by O'Connor and turned back ahead by Sioux Falls. They send it in deep. Schwalbe racing for it. Dello took a hit from Schwalbe but moved it into Benedetto. Puck's loose in the front. Nanny with a shot, deflection wide. And now it's the Benedetto who gets sealed off by Schultz. Schwalbe keeps it in. Takes a shot, missed the net wide. On the far side now, kept in by the Stampede. Another shot was blocked in front. Johansson finds it through traffic and covers up. Players pushing and shoving in front of Johansson. Scoreless game here in the first. Tri-City Storm and Sioux Falls Stampede. Shots on net. Sioux Falls with the advantage. 5-1. Make that 6-1 as they add another shot. But scoreless here in the first. Did you know proceeds from Nebraska Lottery have provided more than 58,000 college scholarships, have helped save many Nebraska wildlife habitats, and have funded new facilities at the State Fair? The Nebraska Lottery is helping to build a better Nebraska. Learn more at nelottery.com. Tri-City Storm and Sioux Falls Stampede are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. And the Storm looking for their fourth straight over Sioux Falls. They've won three in a row. They had one back on December 28th. And then swept the Stampede last weekend in Sioux Falls, January 3rd and 4th. Faceoff will be in the Storm end. Tri-City trying to go at it tonight with just four defensemen. Lot of ice time for Lang, Schultz, Cecere, and Dello. Hear their names a lot. Lang and Cecere are on right now. Assistant coach J.B. Bittner, who changes the defensive pairings, definitely has his work cut out for him tonight. Faceoff, and there's a penalty to Schultz at the end of the play, and only Schultz. So we're on a penalty kill. It's a GNC penalty kill here for a full 2 minutes, and Lang deflects one out of play. I didn't see that late penalty called on Schultz. So he's in the box for the next minute 49 here for Tri-City, and they'll kill a penalty. It'll be the second opportunity for Sioux Falls in the power play tonight. So Schultz in the box. There's a late penalty probably for hitting after the whistle. And now we'll see the faceoff to the right of Johansson. DeShane with a shot. Deflection away. Johansson got a piece in front. And now Kravchenko gets sealed off by Dello. Franklin and Kravchenko trying to play pitch and catch. Knutson down on the far side. Knutson up top. DeShane on the right point. Back to the left for Molino. Griffin Molino, down low to Kravchenko, to the center. Oh, Knutson had a good look, but he couldn't get a shot off. Now a down low to Kravchenko again. Tries to find Molino, save made, Johansson. Knutson took the shot, and Johansson made the save, and the rebound's taken by the Storm and cleared. Jacob Johansson is on his game early. Big save right there on Knutson. Now it's Franklin. It's taken away as the Stampede tried to come in onside. Nice job by Tri-City. Drew Mayer coming back in transition, taking the puck away and sending it back down. 55 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Sioux Falls in neutral ice now. Dakota Joshua past the red line. Send it in deep. Rolling around the near side. Mayer cuts it off first. Couldn't get it out. McGovern kept it in. Now on the near side, it's Stepanek. Shoot, save Johansson. Rebound put wide. Gomez there, got a piece of it. Down low, Joshua. Joshua from the far side. Up top, Stander. McGovern couldn't handle it. Berger sends it all the way down. And a stoppage. As I believe the puck may have hit the Sioux Falls bench on the way out of the zone. Tough break for Tri-City as they look like they sent it all the way down. The puck may have hit the Sioux Falls bench on its way down. Berger had a second to clear. 24 seconds left in the penalty to Schultz. Faceoff won by the Stampede. Duchesne with a shot, put it high. Rebound on the far side is Lang, who gets sealed off by Franklin, and Franklin has the puck. Up top, Molino with a shot, deflection wide of the net. Rebound is loose, and it's played on the near side by Krevchenko. 5 seconds left in the power play. Up top, Molino. Duchesne with a shot. Deflection away. Rebound. Score. Krevchenko got the score with just 1 second remaining on the Schultz penalty, and Sioux Falls has taken an early lead. It's a power play goal for the Stampede. Shot came from Molino. Molino took the initial shot, and Krevchenko got the rebound. It banked around, and Krevchenko didn't even get all of it, but he put it over Johansson. Make it 1-0. Storm now being outshot 10-1 early on here by the Stampede. Looking for some momentum their way to try to get even. Down 1-0 early on. Cecere starts it forward. Got it off Abel and out to neutral ice. Tough break by Tri-City. It almost killed that penalty. And Berger had sent the puck all the way down. It went out of play. They had to take a defensive zone faceoff. And that's when the Stampede capitalized. Abel got a hit from behind. And now we'll see the Storm on a power play. Abel took a hit from Fritz. And it's going to be called. Tri-City headed to the power play once again now. Chance to even things up. 10:46 to go. In the opening Nebraska Lottery first period, they're going to call a holding. Thought it would have been a hit from behind, but the man in the box is Daniel Fritz out of Harwood, Maryland. Charging, they call. Looked like a holding. An official was turned with his back to me, so charging makes more sense. As the faceoff is scrummed for and won by Tri-City, and now on the near side, Cecere has to run and scramble for it. He gets it in deep. McGovern cuts it off. Up top, Franklin has room to skate, and he clears. Bounces wide of Johansson's net. Wilkie on the far side. Swings it around to Cecere. And now on the near side, Lebowski. Back to Cecere. Garrett Cecere now with it for Tri-City. Starts forward out of his own end. Nice pass to Lebowski into the zone. To the center. It's deflected away. And now Sioux Falls has it. Franklin into the zone. CJ Franklin with a shot. Save made by Johansson. Far side. Wilkie with it now. Wilkie trying to center it. Taken away. And sent all the way down. Tri-City does not have the jump in their step here early on tonight. Sioux Falls has had their step, and they've made the extra plays. Halfway through the first period, 11-1 shots on net. Sioux Falls ahead 1-0, but really in control of this game. And the Storm are going to have to turn things around and get some extra energy plays from their forwards. Faceoff won by the Stampede here, and a shot's deflected wide of the net. Schultz able to play it on the far side. Gomez got it to Curry. Pat Curry into the zone. Moves by Mikozak, trying to get the puck back. They plow into the near side corner. Gomez trying to work with Abel. Gomez has it. Down low. Up top, Schultz. Swings it to Dello on the far side. Back to Schultz at the center. Takes a shot. Deflects wide. Good-looking shot from Schultz. Gomez hustles over to keep it alive. Played on the near side, though, and now the Stampede have room, and it's Valisano who sends it down. 40 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Storm with it. It's Tori Dello. On the near side, Schultz. Schultz cross-ice pass. Eastman and McMurphy with a power play shift here as they get it in deep. Stander played it on the far side wall. Eastman tried to roll it up the wall. He did. To Lang. Lang tried to get it to Joey DiBenedetto, and it's sent out of the zone. Holton short on the bench right now with this kind of a power play unit on. Cecere and Lang have it, and it's sent into the Sioux Falls end, and now right back down to the Storm end, and that'll do it for the Tri-City power play. 8:45 to go in the first. 1-0 Sioux Falls. Storm still searching for a real opportunity offensively. Cecier over to Lang in their own end. Lang, cross-ice pass through neutral ice is taken away. And now Cecier up the far side wall. Back down into the Sioux Falls end for McGovern. Intercepted by McMurphy and an offside on Tri-City. 8:26 to go here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City Storm trailing 1-0. The goal for Dennis Kravchenko on the power play. Assist goes to Griffin Molino. That goal was at 8:44, and now at 8:26 to go in the first. Storm, again, needing some offensive pressure. Schultz gets it in the zone off a face-off win for Tri-City. As it's played around the near side, Lesperance cuts it off. Took a big hit there, and he went down. Got right back up. Sioux Falls plays the puck. Played on the far side now. Banked in a neutralized glove down by Dello. He sends it back in deep. Jacobson behind his net. Sends it on the far side wall out of play. So the Tri-City Storm will have an offensive zone faceoff when we resume play. 8 minutes remaining in the first period. Presented by Nebraska Lottery. 1-0 Sioux Falls. They outshoots to the Storm right now 11-1. Here on the breeze, 94.5. Faceoff is won by the Storm, and Lang has it at the right point. Fires a shot. Just went wide of the net. I believe Jacobson may have gotten a piece. As Cecier keeps it in, a bouncing puck down low. Lesperance sent it back for Gomez. Gomez bangs against the back wall. Continues to work. Gomez up top Cecier at the left point. Gets it back to Gomez. He sends it in deep. It's rolling back down low, and it's played by the far side by Stepanek. Out of the zone, Lang retreats with it. Sean Lang got it to Wilkie, who gloved it down but didn't have control. Now Valisano with a shot and a save. Johansson rebound, missed the net wide. Good opportunity for Stepanek, but he missed. And now Lesperance through neutral ice into the zone. Makes one move to the net. Stops, shoots, save made, and he covers up. Jacobson with a good save, and Lesperance there. Probably the best opportunity for the Storm all night, and it was just one man, Lesperance, going to the net. Lesperance came in, made a nice toe drag move, took a turnaround shot. Jacobson made the save. Face off to the right of Jacobson, 7:11 to go in the period, 1-0 Sioux Falls. Mikozak down low for the Stampede off the face off, got it to Molino. And now on the far side, it's played by Kravchenko. Kravchenko up the near side, Calderon back to Kravchenko, into the zone, lost the puck. Calderon picks it back up, though. Into the corner. Calderon stops. Gets away from Abel. Plays to Molino on the far side. To the center. Kravchenko missed the net. Kravchenko with a great opportunity from the slot, but he put it wide. Down low again. Calderon. Molino fell down. And now Schultz got it to Curry, who banks it out of the zone. Now on the far side, McGovern sent back to the Storm end. Dello has it. Dello up the near side wall, Lebosky in transition. Lebosky turns on the speed, makes one move past McGovern, stops on the far side wall, sends it to Mayer. Mayer's got Berger open. He decides to hold it. Mayer on the near side now. Top of the zone, Cecier keeps it in. Lebosky to Berger, he missed on the one-timer. Now a loose puck, Cecier's got it. Cecier at the top left circle shoots, and a save made by Jacobson. Jacobson made the glove save, and he stops play. 6:06 remaining now. In the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play, Tri-City trails 1-0 to Sioux Falls, but some more offensive chances for the Storm here in the latter stages of the first. Fans, the Nebraska Lottery has a new mobile app. You can download it to your Apple device from the App Store or get it on your Android using Google Play. Use it to get winning numbers, current jackpots, and your numbers. Download the new Nebraska Lottery app today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. So the Tri-City Storm and the Sioux Falls Stampede doing battle here at the Viero Event Center on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. 1-0 score for Sioux Falls. The only goal for Dennis Kravchenko. Two penalties have been whistled to either team this period. But really, the shots on goal right now, 12-4 in favor of the Stampede. Johansson's been good for the Storm. The only time there was a goal was the Kravchenko goal with 1 second left on a power play off a shot from Griffin Molino that was deflected right to Kravchenko, and Johansson couldn't get over in time. 6:06 to go in the opening period. Faceoff in the Sioux Falls end to the right of Jacobson after a nice shot by Tri-City was glove. And now it's moved into the corner off the faceoff. Mayer gets control. Mayer on the back wall for Lebowski. Lebowski back to Mayer. And Mikozak takes a hit from Mayer, but he keeps the puck. Mikozak up the near side for Knutson. Knutson is into the zone. He stops on the right circle. He shoots. It was deflected wide, and the net comes off its pegs. So a stoppage as the play comes to a stop here. 5:43 remaining in the opening period. 1-0 Stampede. And you look at the shot total and go back to the coach's corner. If you're listening in the Viera Wireless pregame show, you heard Jim Holton. He said, hey, it might not be pretty from our end tonight. He said, we're going to be trying to chip the puck out of our zone, banking it off the wall, doing whatever we can to keep ourselves in this game and try to get ourselves some chances. So he said it wouldn't be pretty, and so far it hasn't been for Tri-City, but they're trailing 1-0 here as they win the faceoff and get it out of the zone. Icing will be waved off as Gomez gets to the dots first. Now Wilkie gets taken down. No call coming, and Sioux Falls will start the other way. Into the zone, Griffin Molino. Molino to the center, and Johansson covers up and stops play. Molino just kind of threw a backhand centering pass that went right in on Johansson, and he stopped play. 5:25 remaining to go. In the opening, Nebraska Lottery first period, Tri-City trailing 1-0 to Sioux Falls. Second game at home for the Storm this week. Next week they'll be in Omaha on Friday and at home against Dubuque on Saturday. Faceoff to the left of Johansson. Berger against Valisano. Berger wins it to Cecere, who wasn't ready for it. O'Connor almost took it away, but Cecere got it up to Lebowski, who sent it to the top and out of the zone. Now a bouncing puck. O'Connor brings it back in. Big hit by Schultz. And it's played on the far side. Stepanek. Another hit by Schultz. Berger trying to get to it. Played on the far side. O'Connor. Another hit by Schultz. Stepanek now takes a hit from Berger. Moved up the far side wall. Taken by Valisano. Valisano into the corner. Sends it down low for Deshane, who's in deep. O'Connor left it for Valisano in the far side. Valisano down low. Stepanek finds Knutson. Finds O'Connor. Now a centering pass knocked away by Berger, played by Polganski. Out of the zone it goes. Here's Lebowski with it. Lebowski gets run into. No call coming as he went into the zone, and now the Stampede have it. Back towards the Storm end, moved in onside by Valisano. He's got a 2-on-2, stripped from behind by McMurphy. Played on the far side now by McMurphy. And he sent it in behind the net, but turned it over. Loose puck, McMurphy found it. And Curry has it for Tri-City on the near side. Pat Curry, nice play for McMurphy. McMurphy into the zone, left it for Lang, who joined the rush. Eastman will cover up on the backside. Played down low. Lang will now retreat and get into position here as Curry comes in to take it. Up top, Lang has it. Shot. Save made by Jacobson with the right pad. Down low, Eastman takes a hit from McGovern. Plays the puck on the near side. Centering pass was knocked away by Jacobson, and it's played by Sioux Falls out of the zone. Here's Schwalbe on the near side. Nanny with a shot. Save Johansson. He kicked out the rebound, and a penalty upcoming to Sioux Falls. Cross-checking call as the net came off. And Schwalbe ended up in the net. 3:44 to go in the period. Looks like Tri-City is headed to the power play. But Dello is the one headed to the box, actually. So it looks like a GNC penalty kill. Dello in the box for cross-checking. And they blew the whistle because the net came off, and that's what confused me, as the net had come off. That's why the whistle was blown. GNC penalty kill here for the Storm. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. Sioux Falls have their only goal in the power play, looking for more now. Deshane over to Krevchenko on the near side. Back to Deshane at the top. Shoots. It was blocked in front. Knutson was there. Cecere got it up the far side for Mayer, who sends it out. 1:37 to go on the power play, and Sioux Falls has a chance. It's Franklin on the far side. He shoots and scores. C.J. Franklin with the goal, his 13th of the season. Caught the Storm changing. Jacobson will pick up the assist there. It'll be Franklin from the goaltender Jacobson. And it's 2-0 Sioux Falls, and the Stampede
have themselves the lead. Here, latter part of the first period, 3:15 to go. Slap shot from Franklin that beats Johansson. And Jacob Johansson will want that one back. It was a blast of a shot, but no traffic in front. And those are the saves that Johansson usually makes. Face off at center ice, and the Storm win it. Gomez is going to play defense here on this shift. So here we go, the Storm already seeking forwards who want to play defense. Down low, Poganski couldn't handle it. Fritz played it up the far side wall. Gomez got it back into the zone. Storm tag up, and Abel trying to get over on the near side, but it's played by the Stampede. Dello batted it into the Storm bench, and now it's whistled down. And a stoppage here with 2:50 to go in the opening period. Stampede now leading 2-0 on Tri-City. Shots on goal, 14-6. Favor of the Sioux Falls Stampede. Faceoff now is scrum form won by the Stampede. And it's sent in deep by Sioux Falls. It came out in front. Bouncing puck was kicked wide of the net there. And now down low it's Lang. Sends Nanny into the wall. Far side. Nanny able to control it. Far side. Centering pass. Was knocked away. And now here comes Wilkie. Wilkie with Curry in a 2-on-2. Stopped before he could enter the zone. Lebowski got control of it and sent it to Schultz, who sent it in deep. Now around the near side, Lebowski to the center. Couldn't get a shot off. Put it in deep for Wilkie. Wilkie took a hit. Lebowski sent it around the far side. It's Dello who keep it in. Dello to the center, and Cecere kept it in somehow, but taken off the puck, and Wilkie knocks down Stander as the puck's played into the Storm end. Cecere for Tri-City. Cecere will start forward now. The far side, McMurphy to Eastman, and now to Benedetto. Got it to the center for McMurphy, took a shot, save made by Jacobson, and he hangs on. 1:41 to go here in this first period. Tri-City trailing 2-0 to Sioux Falls. Bit of a fogginess developing here in the arena. Not sure if they're starting the smoke early for 3D in your face. But it's also pretty warm outside, unseasonably warm here in Kearney. So it gets almost up to 50 degrees today, and maybe some condensation in the arena causing some fog. It's a little bit cloudy in the arena. 1:41 to go in the period. Sioux Falls ahead 2-0. Faceoff is one up the far side by the Storm. Abel tried to find it to the center. It was banked to the top and out by the Stampede. And Sean Lang plays it for Tri-City as Jalen Schultz on the near side. Schultz got it forward. L'Esperance past the red line into the zone. Far side trying to find Abel. Couldn't get it. It was in his skates and now sent the other way. Sioux Falls. Franklin to the net. He hits the crossbar and it banks straight out of the zone. Faceoff should come out of the zone. Looks like that shot hit the crossbar straight. But this faceoff will stay straight in the Storm end. So officials say Johansson took a piece of it or the shot got deflected. 1:14 to go in the opening period, which has been all Sioux Falls. Two power play goals for the Stampede. Puck scrum for, and now it's played on the near side. Poganski got it to Berger to the center and out of the zone. Now Cecere dumped it back in deep. Deshane around the far side wall and out and all the way down to the Storm. And final minute of play here as Dello has it on the near side. Banked it forward to Poganski, couldn't get it out. And now it is out. Poganski shoves it to Berger. Berger circling towards his own end now starts forward. Sends it in deep. Took a hit there. Played on the far side by Fritz. Daniel Fritz around the near side now. Schwalbe couldn't handle it. Eastman came in to pick it up. Kyle Eastman down low. McMurphy played it back into the corner, and now it's taken by Sioux Falls. And Kravchenko's got a 2-on-2. Kravchenko on the near side just sends it in deep with 20 seconds to go. Sent to the center. It was chipped away. McMurphy got it up the far side wall. Eastman could not get it out. Mikozak with a shot. Johansson didn't see it to the last second. He made the save. And now Sioux Falls keeps it in. And it's played on the far side by O'Connor. Takes a shot, was blocked in front, and that's it for the period. 2-0 Sioux Falls. Power play goals from both Krevchenko and Franklin. And they have a 2-0 lead after 20 minutes. We'll take a break, and when we come back for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, we'll hear from Nolan Abel, first-year forward for Tri-City on the Breeze, 94.5.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon, and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from The Arrow. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. And Jared Schaffrin here is the Storm Channel 2-0 to the Sioux Falls Stampede. Here after 20 minutes, we have 3D In Your Face playing the first of their three sets here for the night. We're actually going to go straight to an interview with Nolan Abel, Tri-City Storm forward. And we talked to Abel before tonight's game. Let's hear what Nolan Abel has to say.
Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, Jared Schaffrin standing with Nolan Abel of the Tri-City Storm. Nolan, getting the hang of things here in his first go-around in the USHL. First of all, Nolan, you started school here the last couple days. How's everything going at Kearney High?
It's good, just adjusting to a new school and getting used to it.
So what's different about Kearney? You're from New York, so it's probably pretty big change for you. You come down here to Kearney. What's the biggest difference that you've noticed right away?
Just the culture a little bit. Much smaller town than where I'm from, but it's nice to get down here, and I'm loving it so far.
Yeah, so you're fitting in well with your guys. Obviously, you've kind of played with a couple different players before, but it seems like you've been familiar with Wilkie, Lebowski, Polganski. Talk about who maybe your favorite guys are to play with.
Yeah, well, those three definitely. I mean, I definitely have a bunch of chemistry with those guys. And me, Pogues, and Loebs have been playing on the line the last two games. We've had two goals, so we're just going to try to build on that tonight.
New coach for you with Jim Holton. Talk about what he brings to the locker room and kind of what your experience has been with him.
Well, he definitely brings a tough-nosed team, and he wants us to just play simple and get pucks to the net. And it's working so far, so we're just going to keep going with it.
So you'll have another year here, obviously, but you're committed to Yale. So talk about that process and what it was like. And obviously, you know, a pretty good – got to have good grades to get into Yale. So, you know, were you looking all Ivies? How'd that process go?
Well, I mean, school was definitely a big thing for me. So when I visited Yale, just the coaches were amazing, and the hockey program's obviously amazing, and the academics are. So it was just the perfect mixture of all three of them. So I really loved it right away, and my decision was easy for me.
Yeah, I get to stay on the East Coast as well, and doesn't hurt that they had a national championship last year either. So I'm sure that was pretty fun.
Yeah, exactly. Just watching that was so exciting, and can't wait to get in one of those for myself and win one of those trophies for my team when I'm down there.
Have you been in that rink? I'm sure you, did you watch any games at there? Because it's supposed to be a pretty phenomenal place to watch a hockey game.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've played in there with my old team a bunch of times, but going and watching Yale play last year in the quarterfinals versus St. Lawrence, even in April when the students were on break, the place was still packed. So just knowing that and knowing that the atmosphere is going to be great when I'm there definitely is a good thing.
What's been the toughest adjustment for you in the USHL, jumping in here and kind of learning a new system?
Just, I guess, the speed and decision-making. You have to do things much quicker here. You can't hold on to the puck or else it's going to be off your stick. So just getting used to that. And so far, it's been an adjustment process, but I'm getting used to it.
A little bit longer time on the bus, too, I'm sure, because when you're on the East Coast, you don't have to travel as far.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these bus trips are pretty brutal, but it's fun with the guys and makes it go by fast.
All right, Nolan Abel joining us here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Nolan, we wish you luck in tonight's game, and we wish you luck the rest of the way.
All right, thanks, Jared.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back at the Viero Event Center. 3D in your face playing during the intermission report. Here's the Tri City Storm trailing 2-0 to the Sioux Falls Stampede. Once again, 2-0 Sioux Falls in the lead. Two goals have been scored by Dennis Kravchenko and CJ Franklin. If you've been a Storm fan, you know those names, Franco and Kravchenko. Franklin and Kravchenko have been with the Sioux Falls team here for the last couple of years, and they have dominated the Storm. In the first period, that's what it was. Sioux Falls in control, outshooting Tri-City 16-7. Two goals, both scored on the power play. Penalties were not friends to Tri-City. They took three of them in the first period. Sioux Falls took two. Jacobson was a perfect 7-for-7, but not seeing much pressure from the Storm. Thus far, Jacob Johansson with 14 saves on 16 shots, and that's your Stadler Implement. Period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto. A lot of games going on around the USHL once again here tonight. Take a look at some of these scores. After two periods, Youngstown is on top of Team USA, 5-3. Youngstown in the lead after two periods at the Covelli Center. Indiana is up on Muskegon, 2-1. The Ice in the lead as they've just started the third period there in Indianapolis. The Ice ahead of Muskegon, 2-1. Sioux City and Chicago are scoreless at the Edge in Bensonville, Illinois. Sioux City and Chicago scoreless. Des Moines trails Waterloo 1-0 after one period. Blackhawks won 8-3 last night over Sioux Falls. And now they have a 1-0 lead at home against Des Moines. The only goal of the game for Peter Krieger. And the Blackhawks lead 1-0. Omaha and Cedar Rapids are tied 1-1. And Lancers and Rough Riders playing tonight at Ralston Arena. Again, the score there tied 1-1 between the Lancers and the Rough Riders. After one period in Lincoln, it's 0-0. The Lincoln Stars and the Fargo Force scoreless after one period in Lincoln at the Icebox. And Green Bay and Dubuque also scoreless after one period. That game at the Mesquite Community Ice Center in Dubuque. And that's your out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Fans, we want to remind you about our Valentino's Tuesday Trivia Question of the Week. Every Tuesday, head to the Storm Facebook page. You'll see the question by Valentino's. And to comment with the correct answer, you're going to be entered to win a free buffet from Valentino's. Valentino's eat-in, carry-out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. And again, that's every Tuesday. Head to the Storm Facebook page. Check out the Storm all over social media. Facebook, at Tri-City Storm is the Twitter handle. At Tri-City Storm is also the Instagram account. And if you want to check us out on YouTube, YouTube.com/TC Storm Vision. TC Storm Vision is the YouTube channel. We're in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Score is 2-0 Sioux Falls right now. Tri-City is trailing here in this one. 2-0. Stampede have the goals, and their goals are for C.J. Franklin and Dennis Kravchenko. Franklin now has 13 tallies on the season and 35 points. Kravchenko with 9 goals and 31 points. On Franklin's goal, the first assist goes to goaltender David Jacobson. That is his first USHL assist. Jacobson with the assist. This is his 22nd game of the season for the Stampede. Still hearing the 3D in your face here in the background during the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. And I've been told the smoke that we saw, the fog there, was from the band. So got a little foggy in the arena at the end of the period, but that is from the band, not from anything else or condensation or heat outside. So try to tell the band to keep it to the intermission, but we'll see how it goes in the second period. It's 3D in your face, set to play a set after the first and second period, and then another one at the end of the game. So 2-0 Sioux Falls in the lead. We'll take a break and come back with the second period here on your Storm Raider Network, The Breeze, 94.5.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Warren Moon, in two words, how'd you get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
My arm.
Barry Sanders.
My legs.
Joe Namath.
My style.
Jerry Rice.
My hands.
And you?
Powerball, baby.
How?
I won a trip for four to the 50th anniversary Ultimate Tailgate Party with over 100 Hall of Famers. Special $10 Powerball purchases are eligible to win.
Visit Powerball.com for details.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. Play is good. Go play.
Best Western Plus, Cardi's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients. Better pizza, Papa John's.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Ready for the second period at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tri-City Storm and Sioux Falls Stampede battling here for the fifth time this season. The two teams will see each other again twice more, and that'll be it for the season series. Teams will do battle on Friday and Saturday, January 24th and 25th. So the Storm will play three games in between now and when they'll see Sioux Falls later in the month. 3D in your face, finishing up their first of three sets tonight at the Viero Event Center. Teams about to get back on the ice here, and just want to go over the Storm lineup right now and who's missing, who's in, who's out. Just to refresh everybody, right now injuries include Nick Hutchison, Cutler Martin. Martin is on injured reserve. Kevin Kerr, who went down last night. Thomas Aldworth, who went down last night. Christian Horn, who's been out since last weekend, or since Wednesday, I should say. And Nolan Glukowski is out. not injured. But as we said, attending the funeral of former Tri-City Storm forward Peter Halish, which is today, and thoughts and prayers are with the Halish family. Such a tragedy that occurred this week with Peter. And we wish the family our best wishes here from the whole Tri-City Storm organization. One of the members of the Storm family, Peter Halish, played for Tri-City for a time last season and was down in Topeka with the Roadrunners playing in the North American League this year. So Nolan Glukowski played high school hockey with Peter Halish, is gone for the weekend in Tri-City, hurting with only four healthy defensemen in the lineup, Garrett Cecere, Tori Dello, Sean Lang, and Jalen Schultz. Right now, trailing 2-0 to the Sioux Falls Stampede. Face-off now will be at center ice to start the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. See what adjustments the teams made after the first. Tri-City will go from left to right on your radio dial. Sioux Falls from right to left. Second period underway. Here's Sioux Falls. And we had a look like a fight. And Mayer has dropped his gloves, but no Sioux Falls player dropped against him. Mayer thought he had a fight, but Sioux Falls didn't want to go. I don't know which player he had. But now Mayer in the box for 2 minutes. Dropping his gloves and maybe an instigation penalty. There was no physical play at all. L'Esperance looked like he knew what was happening. L'Esperance barely even went down for the draw. And Mayer went after Kravchenko, and Kravchenko went away from him. So Mayer's in the box for 2 minutes. Not sure what the Storm can do. Two minutes for unsportsmanlike on Mayer, and now the Storm are killing a penalty. So talk about being in your head. Kravchenko right now, totally in the head of the Storm players, and Storm killing a penalty now right off the bat in the second period. Sioux Falls with a power play. Molino on the left point. Molino with a shot deflection in front. Johansson makes the save and hangs on. So we're 14 seconds into the second period. And you know what? I haven't ever seen that on that clean of a play. I've seen a player drop his gloves in a scrum behind a net, but I've never seen a guy drop his gloves in anticipation of a fight and then the opposing team just not go. And it looked like Kravchenko baited Mayer into taking an opening penalty there. And Mayer maybe just went a little too quickly, should have actually seen before he dropped his gloves. Storm able to get the puck out of their zone and send it in deep on the Sioux Falls end. Minute 35 to go here in the power play. And in deep in the Storm end, Franklin has it to the center. DeShane takes a shot, was blocked. Stick went flying. It was Dan Lebowski's. He's got to go pick it up. It's Kravchenko on the far side. Up top, DeShane lost it out of the zone. And DeShane to the center. Lebowski was flying to try to break it up, but now it's Knutson into the zone. To the center, Kravchenko. Back to Knutson. A chance for Franklin on the doorstep, but he put it wide. Down low again. A shot. Save made. It may have been blocked in front. And now the Stampede keep it in. Another shot was blocked in front by Cecere. Now Molino on the left point. Down low to Knutson on the left circle. Lost it to the center, and it's out of the zone. Lang able to get it out. Sioux Falls tags up. They're back in. Shot from DeShane went wide. Rebound on the near side. Poganski sends it to the top, cannot get it out. Now they get it out. Lang was there for Tri-City, and Calderon brings it back in. Calderon sends it in deep off the back wall. Lang hammers it around the wall and out. McGovern couldn't get there. Loose puck, Eastman flying for it. And now Poganski, a second attempt. Eastman punches it in deep. And now 15 seconds to go on the Mayer penalty. Beginning of the second period here, Sioux Falls on top 2-0. Offside, whistled on the Stampede as McGovern dragged it in a second too late. 9 seconds left in the Mayer unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, which came 5 seconds into the period. Mayer dropped his gloves and thought he had a willing combatant, but in fact, no one would drop with him. So Lesperance wins the faceoff, and it's Schultz sends it all the way down, and that should do it for the Sioux Falls power play here as Jacobson leaves it for McGovern. McGovern, a lot of pressure from Gomez, and the Storm are back at full strength. Stepanek into the zone. Dello stopped that play. Sent back in deep to the Storm end. Sioux Falls tags up, and Schultz takes it up the far side to the center, Lesperance. Lesperance through neutral ice. Into the zone. Lost it. A stick went flying on the near side now, and it was the Nanny. Wilkie tried to boot it in deep. Got knocked off the puck. Lesperance kept it alive. Lesperance to Gomez was too far in front of him, but he shoves his man into the wall. Wilkie gets it back to Gomez. Gomez to the center. Lang ends up with it. Shoots. It was blocked. Gomez, I believe, was looking for Lesperance, and it went under his stick, but Lang able to take control. And now Lang will start it up, and he's going to bring it in offside. Lesperance was calling for the puck and then did not slow up when Lang clearly wasn't going to pass it to him. And Lesperance was in offside ahead of the play, and now it's a whistle with the faceoff starting just outside the Stampede end. 17-10 to go in the second period, presented by Papa John's. 2-0 Sioux Falls. Faceoff won by Tri-City, and Cecere puts it in deep. Around the near side corner, it's played up by Bruin. And now it's back down to the Storm end. Cecere for Abel, bouncing puck, controlled it over to Dello, who found Cecere on the far side. Lebosky took a big hit on the far side. Penalty whistle to Sioux Falls. Lebosky took the hit on the far side, and now the Storm will head to the Century 21 power play for the first time this period. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. 2-10 is whistled to RJ McCozak. So it'll be a Tri-City Storm power play for the next 2 minutes, and McCozak will sit for the next 10. Lesperance will take the faceoff against Kravchenko. Calderon is going to serve the penalty for 2 minutes, and McCozak will be in there for 10. Lesperance against Kravchenko here on the faceoff. It is one forward by Tri-City. Lesperance up top to Cecere. Back down low, deep to Lebosky. Lebosky, good to see him right back on the ice here as Wilkie sends it to Cecere. Now Lesperance, back to Wilkie. He's got room. He shoots. It was blocked. Lesperance on the rebound, couldn't control it, and Krevchenko's got it. Krevchenko up the ice on the far side. Stops into the zone, sends it back to McGovern. And now it's DeShane, who will spend some time killing this thing. All the way down to Cecere, who gloves it down, plays it to Lebosky on the far side. Lebosky got it to Pogansky, but it's taken away by Krevchenko. And back down to the Storm end it goes. Molino was trying to win a race against Wilkie, but Wilkie was there first. And now Lebosky plays it up the far side for Tri-City. Skates into the zone. Taken down as he came into the zone. But Lebosky that time was just caught off his footing. Not a penalty as Wilkie sent it up the near side of Pogansky. Pogansky kicked it back to Wilkie. 1 minute gone by here on the power play. Storm trailing 2-0 early on in the second. Lesperance through neutral ice into the zone. Lesperance stopped. And the play is cleared. Valisano sent it out. Cecere banks it to the near side. Dello. Tori Dello on the near side corner. Dello on the near side. Now Gomez. Gomez in onside. Gomez gets past McGovern to the center. It was stopped by DeShane. Nice stick work by DeShane to break up that pass. And it's out of the zone once more. 27 seconds left in the McCozak penalty. 2-10, and it'll be Calderon who comes out of the box. Gomez turned it over in neutral ice. Storm move it in onside after they recover, but now it's taken by Nanny. Nanny into the Storm end. Bouncing puck, turn right back. Here's Pat Curry with a 3-on-2. Curry to the center for Gomez. Loose puck. Abel shoots and scores! Nolan Abel, his first USHL goal on the power play with 4 seconds remaining. Gives the Storm their first goal of the night. They're trailing 2-1, and it's Nolan Abel, a spin-around goal. Drew Mayer picked up that puck for Nolan Abel, who finds it. Curry let it into the zone, left it for Gomez, and a bouncer just rolled over to Abel, who beat Jacobson with the shot. And Abel, his first career USHL goal, and the Storm have cut the lead in half. Discussion with the officials now on the far side in the scorer's box. Can't be reviewing this play, I wouldn't think. Discussing the time on the clock, I believe. They need to run down a few seconds. So 14:48 is the time on the clock now, and it's 2-1. Sioux Falls in the lead. Nolan Abel's first USHL goal. Assists go to Gomez and Pat Curry. Curry now with a goal and 3 assists this season. So the power play strike for Tri-City. Face-off back at center ice is won by the Storm. Sasir will take it and throw it into the zone. Goaltender Jacobson played it to the far side. Storm on the attack here after the goal. But now it's played back into the Tri-City end of things. High stick was whistled on Sasir, I think. But a whistle, not a penalty. 14:30 to go in the second period. Presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. Tri-City Storm trailing 2-1, but they get on the board. Nolan Abel's first career USHL goal. His third career point, but his first goal. Nice job by Mayer at neutral ice, getting it in deep to the Sioux Falls end. Fritz back to get it. Played on the near side wall by the Stampede. Storm fans can be heard now as Mayer runs in a stander, and the puck is free to Sasir. Sasir got it forward, hit the official. The linesman on the far side, but the Storm have it back. It's Lang, and it's tipped in by Mayer. Jacobson out of the net. Plays it around the far side wall for O'Connor. O'Connor up the far side, past the red line, sends it in deep. Wilkie trying to chip at it, and he's able to get it to the far side wall, but McGovern keeps it in. McGovern sent it in deep. Dello trying to catch up to it, and Joe Schultz off the bench. Got it down low, but Jalen Schultz plays it to the far side. Curry, nice pass for Berger, who's in offside. Wilkie was ahead of the play, and Berger was in offside. So we get the stoppage with 13:34 to go in the second period. Stormer on the board. Nolan Abel on the power play from Garrett Gomez and Pat Curry. Gomez continues to score. Last night with a goal. Gomez tonight with an assist. He now has 16 points in 31 games. Definitely picking up the pace for the Storm here in the second half. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-234-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. So it's 2-1. Sioux Falls in the lead. They scored both their goals in the first period. Tri-City gets the only goal here so far in the second. Abel on the power play. Teams are back at even strength. Mikozak is still sitting in the box, serving a checking from behind, unsportsmanlike. So Mikozak had a 2 for checking from behind and a 10-minute misconduct. He will be back in the game, not ejected, but sitting out for a while here. The faceoff is won by Tri-City, and Sasir gets it to Schultz. Schultz back to Sasir on the near side. He sends it forward. L'Esperance had it roll off his stick, and now into the zone. L'Esperance dove for it, couldn't get control. Fritz turned it over to Wilkie. Wilkie to the center, went behind the net, and now L'Esperance on the far side. Sent it back in deep for Gomez. Gomez hustling on the far side. Up the far side wall, L'Esperance got it back to Gomez. Wilkie open in front, and now a penalty whistle to Tri-City. High sticking call. It's going to be on L'Esperance, I believe. Gomez had Wilkie wide open in front of the net, but the official said a L'Esperance high stick is the reason why they had the look. and L'Esperance will sit in the box for the next 2 minutes. It is the third high-sticking minor on the Storm tonight. Easy solution here, guys. Let's keep the sticks down. Third high-sticking minor on Tri-City. Unnecessary penalties. So L'Esperance is off. And it's 2 minutes on the power play for the Stampede. Quick shot off the power play. Face-off by Franklin was deflected away. And now the Storm have it, and Poganski sends it all the way down. So a good start to the power play, to the penalty kill. GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Stander up the near side wall, sends it in deep, wrapped around the far side. Knutson stopped by McMurphy, but he got it back down low to Franklin. Franklin trying to create some space here in the near side corner, leaves the puck there for Knutson. Schultz hammers him, and the Storm take the puck and clear. Jacobson again with an outlet pass. This time Kravchenko's offside. But the same play the Stampede used to score their second goal, they're using their goaltender, and he's been a pretty good passing weapon. Faceoff, though, will be all the way back down in the Sioux Falls end. That's how you got to play it in Sioux Falls, because at the rink in Sioux Falls, very small, and you're able to transition so quickly, the goaltender can actually start the rush with a good pass. And the Stampede bringing that idea to Kearney here. Faceoff one forward by Dakota Joshua in Sioux Falls. And now Stepanek is into the zone. Stepanek stops and leaves it for Joshua. Around the far side now. Call their own. Looking to the front. Got Joshua. Now Stepanek in the far side. On the right circle. Stepanek leaves it there for Joshua at the right point. Duchesne down low. Loose puck now. As it was Stepanek that fell down, but Dakota Joshua centers it, taken by Berger, and out of the zone it goes. Nice job by Berger. This time, Jacobson having trouble with the puck, stolen by Gomez. Gomez has it, and he gets hit into the wall, but he still has it now. Gomez to the center, shot over the net. An opportunity for Mayer, shorthanded, and he put it high. Now on the near side, it's Calderon who's into the zone, takes a hit, wraps it down low. Lang is the first man there. Deflected up top, but kept in by Bruin. To the center. Duchesne with a shot. Deflection wide of the net. Rebound Stepanek with 15 to go on the power play. Down low. Stepanek from the corner. Pass was deflected to Joshua on the far side wall. At the right circle. Up top Bruin. Bruin with a shot. Deflection in front. Loose puck. Scrum four. Still loose. It's on the ground and they put it in. Sioux Falls, again, with 1 second remaining in the power play, have scored. The second time tonight that they've been able to score with just 1 second left on the power play. And they lead 3-1, and it was a mad scramble in front of the net. Johansson never really got in position as the initial shot that was taken was deflected, and everybody was scrambling forward in front. The puck was loose, and it gets shoved in. Dakota Joshua gets credit for the goal. Calderon will get the first assist and a huge goal for Sioux Falls again with 1 second remaining in the power play. Just very hard for the Storm to come back after that kind of a play. I mean, you think you have the power play killed, and with 1 second left, they allow a goal, and now the Stampede are at it once again. Here's a shot from Bruin, saved by Johansson. Bruin had a good look, but he couldn't get a shot off, and Johansson was in position by the time he did. Now it's Curry through center, and he's knocked down, taken away by the Stampede. Here they come with four men into the zone. Valisano to the center, save made, and now it's Desir on the near side, wrapped it around the wall. O'Connor stopped it, played it down low. Valisano stopped by L'Esperance. Up the far side wall, Curry. And it's gloved down by Stander. And now Schultz puts his man into the wall. Penalty going to be whistled here. Schultz is going to get whistled for a checking from behind on Kravchenko. I know, that's on Valisano. So Schultz headed the box, and it's another GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings. Head of GNC today. Schultz for 2 minutes. Checking from behind. The penalties continue for Tri-City. This is already the sixth chance for Sioux Falls in the power play. They've scored all three of their goals in the power play, and a quick shot from Franklin went over the net. Kravchenko now down low to Knutson. Knutson to Franklin. Behind the net, up top Molino. Molino to the far side to Shane. Banked it down low, Kravchenko stopped there. Poganski can't get it out to Shane. Keeps it into Molino. Molino with a shot, deflection, wide of the net, rebound, loose. Johansson had it for a second, and they blow the whistle as it came loose back to Poganski. 9:38 remaining here in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney, and it's 3-1 Sioux Falls. 1:33 remaining in the Jalen Schultz penalty for checking from behind. It's the second penalty on Schultz tonight. Storm have already taken three penalties in this period. We're only halfway through it. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Lebowski sent it out of the zone. And it's back into the Sioux Falls end. Jacobson back down low. Stander finds McGovern on the far side. He sends it into the Storm end. On the near side, it's centered, and Lebowski banked it out. Nice job by Dan Lebowski. And Berger and Lebowski will go for a change. It's Eastman and McMurphy that'll come out. McGovern starts forward. Dakota Joshua sends in deep. Wrapped around the wall. The far side, Eastman. Played it up the wall. And now it's out for McMurphy. Here's Ryan McMurphy with a shorthanded rush. McMurphy to the center on the backhand. And he put a shot there, but it was saved by Joshua. It's played by Stepanek now. On the far side, Stander. Stander into the zone. The right circle. Centering pass. Kravchenko shoots and scores. Dennis Kravchenko with the goal. And that's his second of the night. The fourth power play goal for Sioux Falls. Capitalizing on their chances. And it's 4-1. Stampede. Sioux Falls had lost 5 out of 7. Coming into this game, including 3. To the Storm, but tonight they have a 4-1 lead, and now Levine is in. Levine is into the game. First game for Hayden Levine since he was in Omaha, the first game back from winter break before the new year. Levine is now in backup duty as the Storm have possession. Gomez playing defense again as Schultz takes his shot wide of the net. On the near side, it's banked up top, and Gomez is there. Sent down low to Curry. Curry from behind the net, twisting and turning with Berger. Berger on the near side corner. Two-a-side battle. Berger comes away with it. Gomez sends it over to Schultz with a chance in front for Berger. Gomez calling for it at the point. Berger still looking for it. Up top, Gomez. Gomez swings it over to Schultz. Delayed penalty upcoming. Shot from Schultz was deflected away. Another chance in front. And the Storm still have it. Schultz shoots. Was blocked. Gomez now on the right point. He fakes a shot. Down low to Lesperance, the extra attacker. Now in front, Curry. Had it bank off a Sioux Falls player. And it's touched up by the Stampede. DeShane able to touch it up. So the Storm to the power play here. Trailing 4-1 with 7:38 to go. In the second period, penalty is coming for cross-checking on Daniel Fritz, the defenseman. It's his second penalty of the night. Prayed to the penalty box here on both sides. Sioux Falls has scored 4 power play goals. They're 4 of 6. Tri-City's 1 of 3. The only goal for the Storm is Nolan Abel here in the second period. As they win the faceoff to the Storm, and Wilkie finds Cecier on the far side. Back to Wilkie. He shoots. It missed the net wide. Poganski was looking for a deflection in front. Now Lesperance trying to get it down low to Poganski. It's played by Stander in the far side. And turned over to Lesperance. He shoots and hits the crossbar. Lesperance just missed that one. Hits the crossbar and deflects into the netting. Play stops with 7:18 to go. In the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. 1:40 to go in the Fritz penalty.
Levine in the net for Tri-City, yet to see a shot. Nice look from L'Esperance there after a Sioux Falls turnover, but he hit the crossbar. Faceoff won by the Stampede. They send it all the way down. And Levine out of his net. Cecir will play it now for the Storm. Moving it forward is Garrett Cecir to L'Esperance. Now Polganski into the zone, try to get to the center, but he was cut off. And it's sent back down by Sioux Falls. Levine with it around the far side. Lebowski. Lebowski, nice pass there to L'Esperance. Storm have a rush. L'Esperance is into the zone. And they call offside on Tri-City. I don't know where that offside was coming from. Mayer was straddling the line pretty clearly. A great rush for L'Esperance is negated with a offside whistle. And that's about how things have been going for Tri-City at this point. 1:09 to go in the penalty to Fritz. 6:47 to go in the penalty. And the Sioux Falls Stampede have won the faceoff and they send it all the way down. Minute to go in the Century 21 power play. Tri-City trailing 4-1. Schultz on the near side for Gomez. Gomez into the zone onside. Put that one into the corner. Mayer comes flying in to play it, but it's played by the Stampede out of the zone. Nice job by Bruin. Puck rolls all the way down on Levine, and he plays it to Schultz. Schultz leaves it for Gomez now, and Gomez will have speed and neutral ice. Moves into the zone. Deeks past one player from the far side. Try to play Mayer, and it's stolen away by Franklin. Here's C.J. Franklin one-on-one with Lang. Franklin to the center. He shoots. Save made. Levine. Rebound is covered up by Hayden Levine. 21 seconds left in the penalty for Fritz. 5:58 to go in the second period. Tri-City trailing 4-1 to Sioux Falls. And they have their work cut out for them in this one. Storm already shorthanded with injuries. And have taken 6 penalties. Sioux Falls has capitalized on 4 of the 6. Storm with a faceoff, and it's Dello out of his own end. Dello through neutral ice to McMurphy into the zone, but knocked right back out as Lang got it to Dello. Back to Lang on the far side. Up the wall, nobody there, and Deshane will have the last seconds tick off of the penalty kill with the puck on his stick. Send it in deep. Lang gets it. We're back to even strength. 4-1 Sioux Falls. DiBenedetto couldn't get it out of the zone. Sent right back in by Sioux Falls. Franklin has it to the center and a shot missed the net wide. Good look there for Nanny. Now Nanny with it. Behind the net with speed. To the far side. Stander up top. Back to Nanny on the right circle. Shoots. Missed the net wide. Levine may have gotten a piece. As McMurphy can't do much with it in the near side corner. 5 minutes to go in the second, presented by Papa John's. Up top, it's Fritz. Shoots. It was blocked by McMurphy out of the zone. Here's Eastman with it. McMurphy's with him. Eastman to McMurphy, and he wasn't ready for it. Eastman tried to force it. And Stander takes a hit from Eastman. And now Eastman will get whistled for a penalty. Parade to the penalty box for Tri-City tonight. Their 7th penalty. And this time it's Kyle Eastman who heads to the box. 2 minutes for tripping. Eastman had one hit that was legal, but then he kept going and tripped up his man. And it's 4-1 Sioux Falls, and they're headed to the power play for 2 more minutes. Eastman into the box. And 2 more minutes on the power play now for Sioux Falls. Shots on goal now, 23-9 in favor of the Stampede. And this game is more like the other time the Stampede defeated the Storm. Sioux Falls knocked off the Tri-City Storm 6-0 on November 16th in Sioux Falls Arena. But the 3 times the team played after that, Tri-City had some of their most complete efforts of the season to defeat the Stampede. Well, tonight, it's been all Sioux Falls for the most part of this game. Berger against Kravchenko on the faceoff with Eastman in the box for another 2 minutes. Faceoff won by Sioux Falls. Molino to the far side. Now DeShane with a shot, and he scores. And actually, they say it hit off the crossbar. Light went on the back. I thought it might have hit the back of the net, but came right back out. May have hit the left bar, but Storm may have caught a break here as they right away ruled it no goal. Nice hit by Jalen Schultz on Knutson, and now the Storm get it out of the zone. So DeShane came oh so close to scoring their fifth power play goal of the night. The light went on, but the official waved it off. Now in the center, Sioux Falls got it in Molino, and a shot save made by Levine on Krevchenko. Now it's turned over to the Storm. McMurphy, nice pass to Lebowski. Lebowski into the zone. Stops. Makes one move. Taken down. Penalty coming. So a tripping call on Sioux Falls negates the Eastman tripping. And it'll be 4-on-4 for the next minute and 3 seconds here with 3:47 to go in the second period. Sioux Falls with a 4-1 lead on Tri-City. 3:47 to go in the second. Tri-City desperately needs one here if they're going to make a game of this thing in the third period. Storm have switched their goaltender, and Hayden Levine has not seen too much action since he replaced Johansson a few minutes ago. 4-on-4 now for another minute. Storm out of a faceoff, bouncing puck. Curry's got it. Curry trying to find Abel. Curry to the net. Curry gets plowed into. And he went right in Jacobson. The official was all over. Didn't call anything. And now behind the play, Mikozak and Curry. Curry tangled up with the goaltender, and Sioux Falls has scored. Everybody caught up with Curry, and Sioux Falls scores a goal. Fans upset as they felt that Curry was interfered with, and they're raining boos down as Curry was taken down. No call came on the play. Curry was tangled up with Jacobson, and Sioux Falls came down and scored. I didn't even see the play. I was looking at Curry. Sioux Falls came into the zone, and they beat Levine. So we'll have to get the call here, but it's going to be 5-1, and Sioux Falls scores yet again, and much to the displeasure of the Kearney fans here at the Viero Event Center. Ed McGovern will get credit for the goal. I believe he took the shot from the point. And so with all the distraction, shot comes in on Jacobson. He makes the save and hangs on. Getting a bit ugly here at the Viero Event Center. 5-1 Sioux Falls. They score a 4-on-4 goal. And I got to think that head coach Carrie Eads has probably instructed his team, do not fight. Because why would you if you're Sioux Falls? No reason to try to give momentum to Tri-City. The Storm have been trying to play physical, and Sioux Falls isn't having it. Off the faceoff, a shot in front. Deflects into Jacobson. He makes the save, and he hangs on. 3:15 to go in the Papa John's second period of play. 5-1 the score. Tri-City trailing. That was the first goal surrendered by Levine since he came in. Faceoff to the right of the netminder, Jacobson. Wilkie off the faceoff got it to Lesperance, but now Sioux Falls has it. It's O'Connor into the zone. O'Connor moves past Schultz, taken down. No call coming, and here comes Gomez with the puck. Gomez on the far side, Wilkie. Wilkie's into the zone on the far side. Leaves it for Gomez. He shoots, and a save made by Jacobson. Gomez with a whole host of moves there and actually had a good opportunity in the center of the slot. Jacobson made the save and hung on. Nice pass from Wilkie. So the faceoff will be in the Sioux Falls end to the left of the goaltender, Jacobson. Lebowski is there for Tri-City against Krevchenko. 4-on-4 for the next 10 seconds, and then the Storm will have a 57-second power play. Mikozak with the puck after a Sioux Falls faceoff win. He sends it all the way down. Icing is whistled. Icing whistle to the Stampede. Eastman out of the box. 58 seconds remaining on the power play for Tri-City. 2:44 to go in the second period presented by Papa John's.
5-1 Sioux Falls lead right here on the Breeze. Kavchenko against Abel. Abel wins it to Lebowski. He shoots and misses. Jacobson and went high. Lebowski gets taken down by McGovern on the far side by Sioux Falls. That's credit Jacobson there with a nice save on Lebowski. Sasir on the far side got it to Abel out of the zone, but couldn't do much more. Poganski sends it to Sasir. Sasir shoots it right in on Jacobson, and he makes the stop and hangs on. So 5-1 the score. Stampede in control of this one, out shooting the Storm 25-14. 26 seconds to go on the penalty, which has been whistled to Griffin Molino for tripping during this whole situation. We've had a goal by Ed McGovern, the defenseman for Sioux Falls, to make it 5-1. Four power play goals and a 4-on-4 tally for Sioux Falls tonight. Dello to Sasir with a shot that missed the net wide, and Jacobson finds the rebound and hangs on. 17 seconds in the penalty to Molino, and pushing and shoving after the whistle to Benedetto in there. Sioux Falls is going to make a change here. 2:03 to go in the second. 5-1 Sioux Falls. Fans have quieted it down now at the Viero Event Center. Storm with the faceoff. Dello turns it over. Here's Kravchenko shorthanded. Kravchenko into the zone. Makes a move to the center. Dello stops him. And Kravchenko will go into the corner, and the puck is picked up by McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy will have a rush here as the power play expires. He's into the zone. Leaves it for DiBenedetto. Backhand shot deflects over the net. And we're back at even strength. And Sioux Falls will have a rush. Here's Griffin Molino out of the box. Molino to the center. Stops in the slot. Shoots. Save made. Rebound is cleared into the corner. Sasir and DiBenedetto kicking it to the far side. DiBenedetto finds McMurphy. Turned over to Joshua. To the center. Save Levine. Rebound wide. Another play in front. And a penalty is going to be whistled to Tri-City when they touch up, and they do. Eastman touches up, and it's another penalty on the Storm. Cross-checking whistle. Now to Tri-City. Jalen Schultz to the box once more. Schultz for cross-checking with a minute 15 to go here in this second period. And Sioux Falls has themselves a 5-1 lead, and now they head back to the power play. Sioux Falls is 4 of 7 on the power play. They've had plenty of chances, and they've capitalized. 2 minutes whistle to Schultz. Minute 15 left in the period. Faceoff is scrum for and won by the Storm, and Dello had it. Kravchenko thought he was high-sticked, but no call, as there's a minute to go in the second. Sioux Falls had it, and it's kept in by Mayer, who lost his stick. Now on the far side, Stampede turned it over. Here's Berger. Berger to the net. Backhanded pass in front was blocked by Jacobson, and now DeShane has it. L'Esperance was lurking. L'Esperance almost took it away. And now it's Molino racing up the ice. Molino into the zone. Backhand pass and a shot. Save made by Levine. Now on the far side, Molino. Molino up top to Stander. Stander leaves it there for Joshua. Turned it over, and Lang sent it all the way down. 20 seconds to go in the period. 5-1 Storm trailing. Stander with a last rush here. So Joshua's in the zone. Joshua to the center. Knocked away, and Wilkie will clear. And that'll do it for the second period. Sioux Falls scores 3 unanswered here in the second. After the Storm made it a 2-1 game, the Stampede have now opened up a 5-1 lead. And that is where we stand here at the end of 2 periods. Stampede in control. Tri-City a lot of work to do here in the third period. They trail 5-1 after 2. We'll take a break and recap the period on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report coming up next on The Breeze 94.5.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off-season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, winter is just around the corner, and now's the time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires, where you'll find great deals on all season and winter traction snow tires. And at Big O, we sell more than just tires. You'll save on oil changes, brake service, alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, plus wiper blades, batteries, and more. So make sure your vehicle is ready to tackle harsh Nebraska winter. Stop by Big O Tires today for the best deals on tires and auto service. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
After two periods, the Sioux Falls Stampede lead the Tri-City Storm 5-1 on the breeze, 94.5 FM. KLIQ, Jared Sheffrin with you here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. So 5-1 the lead here for Sioux Falls. And they are fully in control of this game. Four power play goals, and the fifth goal came in a 4-on-4 situation. Stampede right now, fully in control of the game, as we said. And they had two goals in the first to take the 2-0 lead. In the second, the Storm scored 5:09 into the second period. Nolan Abel scores in the power play goal. It's his first career USA Channel goal. And it cut the lead at 2-1 at the time. Garrett Gomez and Pat Curry with the assist there. Gomez now this season, after he scored his third of the season last night, has 13 assists. Abel's first career goal. He's got 3 points this season. Pat Curry for the Storm, playing in his ninth game of the year. Curry has a goal and 3 assists for 4 points here in his first 9 games. That goal came at 5:09 and it cut the lead to 2-1. And then the Storm scored. Storm allowed 3 goals later in the period to Sioux Falls. Goals for Dakota Joshua, Dennis Krepchenko, and Ed McGovern. And it's 5-1. Sioux City
after the second period of play. And Tri-City trailing 5-1. They've replaced their goaltender, the netminder for the Storm now, Hayden Levine. Johansson made 18 saves on 22 shots. Got about halfway through the game before the head coach, Jim Holton, decided to replace him with Hayden Levine. Levine played the last 8 minutes and 25 seconds of the period, made 4 saves on 5 shots, allowed 1 goal. Jacobson has made 13 stops on 14 shots for Sioux Falls. They lead 5-1. The goals for the Stampede, Dakota Joshua on the power play from Tony Calderon and Jason Stefanik at 8:55. Dennis Kravchenko on the power play from Jack Stander at 11:20, and then Ed McGovern unassisted, 16:31. A lot of penalties in that period, and the Storm continue to allow Sioux Falls power play opportunities. The Stampede are 4 of 8 man advantage. 45 seconds left to go on the most recent penalty to Jalen Schultz for cross-checking, and that is your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment for the parts you need to keep running. Visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break and come back. Talk to Nick Hutchison, who's scratched tonight for the Tri-City Storm, getting over an injury. We'll talk to Hutch, see how he's doing, and get an update here from the players' side of things on the Breeze 94.5.
Diamond Vogel for all your fall interior paint needs. Stop today and pick from 1,300 colors to choose from, or bring us a sample of what you want us to match, and we can do it. Diamond Vogel, several lines in various sheens, and can certainly find something to fit every budget and need you might have. See us today at Diamond Vogel Paint Centers in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, now the official paint of the Tri-City Storm.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing the Sioux Falls Stampede 5-1 after 2 periods of play here in the Central Hydraulic. Intermission report, Jared Sheffrin, joined by Storm forward Nick Hutchison. And Hutch, obviously, got to be tough watching this one from the stands. He got injured a couple weeks ago. So, first of all, before we even get into the game, give us an update on how you're doing. And I know a lot of the fans saw you go down, and they're right away concerned. And good to say you're standing up straight, and back's probably not hurting as much.
Yeah, it was definitely a bad play. I think my back's doing a lot better now than obviously when it first happened. Went to doctor, and he said it could have been a fracture. It was only I only messed up my muscles a little bit, so could have been 3 months. Only going to be 1 month now, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Yes, yeah,
so
that's great to hear. And you know, obviously, like you said, tough to sit out. I mean, I'm sure you and the other guys. It's not just you; a bunch of guys injured at this point for this Storm team. And obviously, frustrating to watch. I'm sure that the penalties is what probably frustrates you guys the most.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like you said, with our numbers this weekend, it's kind of tough, you know, put yourself in that position, taking so many penalties. We're basically just shooting ourselves in the foot, and we're not playing simple hockey.
get the one goal in the period there for Nolan Abel. It's his first career USHL goal. Guy who, Long Island guy, so just like you from New York, and nice to see him get on the scoreboard here. He's been having some chances, and he wasn't able to finish, and there he got one.
Yeah, it's good for age. You know, it's a couple of guys been harping him on it, you know, giving little jokes about it, but no, it's definitely good for him. It's definitely going to boost up his confidence, and he's going to help us out, so I like it.
Some of the other guys in the lineup able to contribute as well. A guy like Pat Curry, seems like he's just a hardworking guy. What can you tell us? What have you seen out of him?
I love the way Pat works. He keeps going. He doesn't stop. He keeps working, and I think he's going to be a good player for us coming up in just these couple weeks and even next year.
Same thing, Garrett Gomez, a guy who earlier on in the season was having trouble scoring. Really, a hard worker, guy who kind of plays in all situations, but now he's kind of finally making an impact and even played a couple shifts on D tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I think Gamer, even with last year being here, I think he knows what it takes to put the puck in the net and make some plays. Like you said, even not just for him, but for all the guys. During the beginning of the season, it was tough for us to get some points. But I think him, Joel, with the addition of Christian Horn, I think it's really starting to help us out as it's past win streak.
If you're in the locker room right now, what's Coach Holton saying to the guys?
I think he's telling them just to keep battling, definitely try to stay out of the box, and just take it shift by shift. We can't score four goals in one shift, so just keep battling the whole period and just don't give up.
Last weekend, you weren't on the road with the team, so didn't see everything that happened in Sioux Falls, but obviously a totally different game here from what we had last weekend. What does the Sioux Falls team do well from what you've seen?
One thing is they skate. They're a really good skating team. They keep harping on you on the forecheck. They just don't stop. They keep coming, and I think that's what helped them tonight. Even though we've helped them out ourselves with giving them so many power plays, but they're a good working hard team.
Right now, Nick Hutchison joining us here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. While we are treated to a set from 3D In Your Face, near the 80s band. Cover band. Hutch, into the 80s music at all, or not loving it here?
It's not too bad. Listen to a lot of it growing up as a kid because of my parents, but it's not bad.
Good entertainment for the fans?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Yeah, a lot of lasers also. I mean, this is a pretty high-intensity show. You hear of an intermission band, you don't really think they're going to come with this many bells and whistles. It's kind of a pretty impressive show.
Yeah, definitely. It passed my expectations of what it was going to be like, so it's great. I think the fans are loving it, especially the older people in the crowd tonight. I think they're really liking it.
Yeah, people who are loving the 80s music and dollar beers and a good promotion here tonight for the Tri-City Storm. One period left to go. Tri-City trailing 5-1 here to the Sioux Falls Stampede. I'm joined by Nick Hutchison here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. And Hutch, your future team, Northeastern, with a big win today outdoors at Fenway Park. Talk to us a little bit about your commitment and what that process was like for you trying to decide where you're going to play in college.
Well, that's definitely a big win today, playing outside in Fenway. It's definitely a big part of why I wanted to go to Northeastern to experience that. But Northeastern was a team that really didn't, from the start, they really didn't follow me until summer, and they put the full press on to make me commit, and it was just the best personal spot for me and my family, being home close to New York. I just wanted to play in Hockey East my whole life, grew up watching that, the Bean Pot, one other thing which I'm really looking forward to, but that definitely, it was just, I think it's a great fit for me. And I just really like it.
Now, you're a New York guy, though, so what are your family saying about you going to Boston?
They're not too happy about it, but I think they're happy with the situation, because personally, I don't think there's a better situation out there in college hockey.
Fair enough, absolutely. Hockey East has had its fair share of championships over the last couple of years, definitely well represented at the Frozen Four, and that's the commitment for Nick Hutchison. He's headed to Northeastern a couple of years. And Hutch, we wish you the best of luck here going forward. Obviously, we wish you a speedy recovery. We hope to see you back there
on the ice here in the next couple weeks, and we'll talk to you very soon. Thanks for joining us.
No problem, guys. Thanks.
Nick Hutchison joining us in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here as we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Look at some scores from around the USHL right now. And it's a final score in Youngstown. Phantoms have won the game tonight between them and Team USA. Youngstown with a 6-3 win over Team USA. Indiana has defeated Muskegon 4-1. The ice continue to roll, continue to get wins. 4 points on the weekend for Indiana. Sioux City and Chicago tied 1-1 in the third period in Chicago. Storm watching that score, as well as the Des Moines Buccaneers, who are trailing Waterloo 2-0. Waterloo in the lead 2-0. The first place team in the Western Conference, the Omaha Lancers, have themselves a 4-3 lead over Cedar Rapids with 12 minutes to go in the third period. In Ralston Arena, Lincoln Stars leading the Fargo Force 1-0. 14 minutes to go in the game in that one. And Dubuque leads Green Bay 2-1 at the beginning of the third period. Dubuque over Green Bay 2-1. We'll take a break and come back. The third and final period, Tryon City with their work cut out for them, trailing 5-1 here on the Breeze, 94.5.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients. Better pizza, Papa John's.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian Steel Toolboxes, and Boss Snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. You can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
All right, guys, it's sports season.
Yes, sir.
Time to rip open a case of Budweiser and cheer so loud you can hear yourself on TV. Because there's nothing better than watching our nation's greatest athletes with the nation's greatest athlete watchers. Like the hero that makes sure there's never a dent in the nachos. Because it's nacho cheese, gentlemen. It's everybody's cheese. So get the guys over and let's watch ball. Great time to wait. Grab some!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
third period here at the Viero Event Center, Chinese City Storm and Sioux Falls Stampede. Doing battle tonight, and Sioux Falls has had the edge. 5-1 on the scoreboard, 26-14 on the shots. Dakota Joshua has had a big game for Sioux Falls with a goal and an assist. Ed McGovern has scored a goal. Ryan Schwalbe has picked up his first point as a member of the Stampede. Schwalbe got a second assist on that last goal by McGovern. So two goals from Krevchenko, Dakota Joshua with a goal and assist, McGovern with a goal, and it's 5-1 Sioux Falls. Even David Jacobson, the netminder, has picked up an assist. 5-1 Sioux Falls with 20 minutes to go, and the Storm start this third period, killing a penalty. Faceoff is won, though, by Tri-City, and Poganski had it in the offensive end for a second, but now Krevchenko has it the other way. Krevchenko into the zone. He's down low to the center for Knutson. Left up top for DeShane. DeShane held it on his stick and sent it in deep. Franklin poked it away, and now it's loose, and it's picked up by McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy able to get it out of the zone. A lot of pressure from Krevchenko, who took it back, but Krevchenko brings it in. Far side, Knutson finds Franklin in the near side corner. Takes a hit from Dello. Put down low for Knutson. Up top it goes for DeShane, and a shot misses the net wide. Rebound around, and Molino banked down low to the center and went by Levine, and we're back at full strength. So the first step for the third for the Storm, kill this opening power play, and they did. 5-1 Sioux Falls. A lot of work to be done for Tri-City. 19 minutes to go in the game here in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Storm have it. McMurphy got it forward to Jalen Schultz out of the box. Schultz sends it in deep, deflected into the netting by Jacobson. And so a stoppage, a minute and 11 seconds in the final period. Presented by Big O Tires here in Kearney and in Grand Island. 5-1 the score. Stampede getting revenge for the weekend sweep the Storm gave them last weekend in Sioux Falls. A lot of different players getting into the action for the Stampede. Storm able to win the faceoff and now a stoppage. And a hand pass whistled on the Storm. Stops play. Minute 15 into the third. 5-1 lead for Tri-City. Sorry, 5-1 lead for Sioux Falls. 5-1 deficit for Tri-City. As the Storm win the faceoff, Lang. DeGomez, who's playing another defensive shift here. Lebowski left it for Wilkie. Wilkie into the zone. McGovern goes back to get it for Sioux Falls. Now around the far side, Nanny taken away by Lebowski. And now Lang finds Wilkie into the zone with speed. Wilkie stops, holds, shoots. And it was blocked and deflected out of play. So a stoppage with a faceoff coming in the Sioux Falls end. 18-19 to go in the game. Tri-City trailing 5-1 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Got to get a quick goal if you're the Storm, if you have any chance of coming back into this one. Tri-City trailing 5-1. Berger against Valisano on the faceoff. Berger wins it. Schultz has got it on the left point with a lane. He shoots. Save made by Jacobson. Rebound. Shot behind the net to Curry. Mayer tried to bat it out of the air, and he got it over to Curry. Now Berger on the near side wall. Berger working with Curry. Down low to Mayer. Mayer takes a shove. Still trying to work the puck. Bruin was there. Mayer still with it. Nice pass down low. Berger. Berger gets hit. Berger keeps the puck. Down low. Got some space. Sent it to Cecier with a shot. Saved by Jacobson. Rebound. Put wide of the net and out of play. And the faceoff will stay in the Sioux Falls end. Great work by the line of Berger, Mayer, and Curry. And they're going to stay on the ice. Jim Holton allowing them to continue, and now he will change it up as Sioux Falls has made a line change. McMurphy, Eastman to Benedetto on for Tri-City with Dello and Gomez on the defense. Puck is won by the Storm. A quick shot, save made by Jacobson. Eastman took the shot, and Jacobson with a right pad save, one of his best of the night. Now it's Fritz who had it, but turned it over, and up top it's Dello with a shot, save made by Jacobson. So the Storm are putting the puck on the net here in the third period. 2.5 minutes in, it's still 5-1 Sioux Falls in control and in the lead. But Tri-City has looked better offensively early on in this period, and they're throwing some pucks on the net. McMurphy will take this faceoff now against Ryan Schwalbe. We mentioned had his first career assist for the Sioux Falls Stampede tonight. Came over in a trade from Youngstown this week. Nice hit there by Gomez on Nanny as Nanny came into the zone. Now Nanny has the puck, though, and he shoots, and a save made by Levine. The far side, O'Connor. O'Connor down low behind the net. Into the corner. Played by Schwalbe, the near side now. It's moved forward by O'Connor. Lost the puck, taken by Gomez. Gomez trying to get it out. He could not. But now it's DiBenedetto who banks it out of the zone. Nice job by DiBenedetto doing what Gomez could, just getting it out of the zone. Sent back in by Sioux Falls. Dello has it for Tri-City. Torrey Dello moves forward. Pass across to Lang. Lang in a neutral ice. Deflects off a Sioux Falls player to Lebowski. Centering pass. Look for Poganski. Couldn't get a shot off. L'Esperance banks it ahead for Schultz. Kept it in. Now L'Esperance tipped it over to Poganski. Left it for L'Esperance. With Lebowski. Lebowski from behind the net. Looks in front. Was deflected away. Poganski takes it. Storm, good work here in the third period to start this third. Lebowski played it up the far side, but Molino intercepts. And L'Esperance on him. He sends it in deep. Levine out of his net. Plays it around the near side. And it's out of the zone and out of play. So we get a stoppage with 16:02 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period. Shots on net, 27-18 in favor of Sioux Falls. They lead 5-1. Good work by the Storm here in the first 4 minutes of the period, though. They've had a couple chances. Face off one by Tri-City, and Cecere and Gomez, the defensive pairing right now. Curry sent it in deep. Fritz takes a hit from Curry. Nice job by Curry. Puck's moved by Sioux Falls to the top, and it's out of the zone. Storm were lurking, trying to get a turnover, but they couldn't. Now Knutson. Down low for C.J. Franklin. Played it back to Knutson in the near side. Now Franklin in the corner. Franklin trying to get by Abel. To the net. Shoot save made by Levine. And Wilkie on the far side sends it all the way up and out. Curry gloved it down. Played it on the far side wall. Back into the Sioux Falls end. Icing waved off. DeShane for Sioux Falls. Banks it off the wall. Kept in by McMurphy. McMurphy takes a shove from Joshua. Penalty whistle. Joshua hit McMurphy, and it's a hit from behind. Tri-City headed to the Century 21 power play once more. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property, call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Penalty to go to Dakota Joshua. 2 minutes for checking from behind. Tri-City on the Century 21 power play. They win the faceoff. Cecere over to Wilkie. Back to Cecere, the center. Down low, Lebowski. Cross ice pass. L'Esperance shoots and a save made by Jacobson. Down low, though, to Lebowski. Lebowski in the far side corner. Up top, Cecere. Leaves it to L'Esperance. One timer. He misses the net. Rebound out of the zone. Storm feeding L'Esperance. But he wasn't able to pull the trigger quick enough on the first shot. And the second shot, he missed it high and wide. Now Cecere will start forward again. 30 seconds into the power play. Poganski sends it deep. Takes a big hit. Penalty whistled once more. Jack Stander will go for Sioux Falls. Now it's a 5-on-3 power play for Tri-City. 5-on-3 for a minute 24. 14:38 to go. Timeout whistled for the Storm. Jim Holton senses an opportunity to turn this game around. His team is trailing 5-1 with 14:38 to go. And at this point, if the Storm are going to make a comeback attempt, this is their chance. 5-on-3 opportunity for Tri-City. Stander in the box for 2 minutes. He just absolutely clobbered Poganski as the Storm trying to come in on the power play with a rush. 5-on-3 for Tri-City for a minute and 24 seconds. Two Sioux Falls players in the box. Storm 1-for-6 on the power play tonight. And the Storm break the huddle with L'Esperance, Poganski, Cecere, Wilkie, and Lavosky. Puck movement was good there in the first 36 seconds of the power play, but they need to be a little bit quicker and a little bit crisper. L'Esperance on the faceoff against Kravchenko, and a stoppage, and L'Esperance is tossed out of the draw, but he'll take that, as it looked like Kravchenko had won the faceoff. So Poganski will come in and take it now. And the faceoff is scrum 4 and won by the Stampede. Storm needed to win that faceoff there off the timeout. But now Cecere will play it forward with speed. Cecere up the ice. Nice pass to Wilkie on the far side. He stops. Leaves it for Lebowski. Lebowski settles things down to Wilkie on the right point. Cecere on the left point. Cecere fakes. Gets it to Wilkie. Wilkie will switch sides with Cecere. Cecere for a one-timer. Save made! L'Esperance, what a save by Jacobson. He kicked it out. L'Esperance had a wide open net, and another shot from L'Esperance misses the net wide. And Mikozak able to clear. What a save by Jacobson with the right skate. L'Esperance had a whack at it, and he kept it out. Now Cecere with 34 seconds left in the 5-on-3. Into the zone. Stops. Sends it in deep. Berger's out of the ice on the far side. Berger up to Wilkie. Wilkie back to Cecere now at the top of the left circle. Finds Wilkie. Takes on a shot. Sends it to Cecere. Cecere holding to the center. Fake to Lebowski. Lebowski shoots. Save made by Jacobson. Rebound Cecere. He's got an open net and they score! 5-on-3 power play goal in the Storm. Cut it to 5-2, their second power play goal of the night. Garrett Cecere took that shot. Jacobson was out. Lebowski and Wilkie pick up assists. It's Cecere's first goal of the season. First goal for Cecere in his 28th game. And so the Storm have cut it to 5-2. Cecere took that shot, and it got past Jacobson. Berger was in front there. But Cecere gets credit for the goal. 45 seconds left in a power play now for Tri-City, trailing by 3 goals. Faceoffs won by Sioux Falls. They send it all the way down. And Schultz has it in the near side. Storm need a couple more here, trailing by 3, 13 minutes to go. Gomez forward for Berger. Berger's into the zone, flips it in deep. Mikozak, first man there. Down low, Nolan Abel, centering pass! Loose in the doorstep. Berger had a couple whacks at it, but Jacobson kept it out. Chase Berger had a couple chances, and Jacobson kept it out. Good look for the Storm. They're moving into the zone. Storm will send right back out the top unit here for the final 18 seconds of the power play. 12:56 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Storm trailing by 3, trying to find one more here and be down by 2. And a faceoff. Puck was not dropped cleanly. Sioux Falls is tossed out of the circle. Now it's dropped. One by Tri-City. Up top, Wilkie. Cecere on the left point. Back to Wilkie on the right. Fakes. Moves around one man. Shoots. Save made. Rebound loose. They can't put it in. The fans were getting crazy behind the net. Now another chance. It's out of the zone. L'Esperance tried to hit Cecere, and it went too far away from him, and now we're back at even strength. 12:30 to go in the game. Deflected in deep by Lebowski. Storm make a change. Jacobson out of the net. Played up by Sioux Falls. Out of the zone. Here come the Stampede. Palisano to the center. He shoots. Save Levine. Rebound taken by McMurphy. Up the far side. Kept in by the Stampede. Chance in front. Deflected wide. Schultz on the near side. Trying to play against Stepanek. Kept in by DeShane, held in on the near side corner by Sioux Falls. Good shift by the Stampede responding to that late power play chance for Tri-City. Well, and it's DiBenedetto who takes it away. DiBenedetto sends it in deep. Icing whistled on Tri-City. Icing whistled on Tri-City. 11:51 remaining. Now in the third period presented by Big O Tires, Storm tried to take a media timeout there, But we cannot have one here off the icing. 11:51 to go in the game. Storm trail by three. 5-2 the score. Two scoring goals scored by Abel and Cecere. Jack Stander has it now for Sioux Falls. Gets it down to Schwalbe. Puck's poked in the far side corner. Nanny ridden into the boards by Schultz cleanly. As there's a two-a-side battle. Fans on their feet trying to will the Storm back into this game. Puck's loose on the near side. Stander keeps it in. Down low, played by Schultz up the wall. Kept in again, though. Sioux Falls in a five-on-five situation. Doing well here. Shot from Bruin. Save made by Levine. Deflected in on him. And he deflects it back into the corner. Now it's played up top, and it's turned over to Benedetto. Joey DiBenedetto sent it into the Sioux Falls end. Goes on a change. Now it's turned over to Abel. Nolan Abel with it. Abel down the far side. Behind the net. Leaves it for Curry. Curry trying to get it in front. It bounces out to Gomez at the right point. Sent it to Abel. Down low, Mayer. Mayer took a hit. Moved it to Curry. Curry on the far side. Got hit in the face. No call coming. Now Gomez has it. Gomez holding to the center. Backhand shot. Missed the net wide. Rebound on the near side is played out of the zone. Curry thought he got hit with a stick. And now a stoppage and an icing is whistled on Sioux Falls. So 10:36 to go in the game. Tri-City trailing 5-2 here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ here in the Big O Tires third period. Been a little crazy, but the Storm have gotten their chances here. They have one goal in the third. So Sear on the power play from Lebosky and Wilkie. Face off to the left of Jacobson. Is won back by the Stampede. Mikozak goes behind the net. Poganski was trying to pry it out. Banked to the top of the zone. L'Esperance thought he had kept it in, but it squirted it out. Now Gomez got it to Wilkie in the zone. Wilkie, nice pass to the center for L'Esperance. Taken away, though, by Kravchenko. He sends it into the air, and it's bouncing out of the zone. Gomez trying to slide and keep it in. And now Wilkie will send it back to Cecere. Cecere will start forward, send it all the way down. Race for icing is won by the Stampede. 10:03 to go in the game. Tri-City trailing 5-2 to Sioux Falls. 5-2 the score here in the Big O Tires third period. Face off the icing is to the right of Levine. Won by Tri-City. And now Cecere on the near side. Wilkie. Wilkie to the center was stopped. And now it's back to Joshua. Dakota Joshua to the net, put the puck wide. Cecere picks it up. Cecere on the far side. Poganski out of the zone, but not much further. It's sent back in. So we're under 10 minutes to go in the game. Tri-City trailing by three. Their only chance to get back into this one, they cannot take any penalties at this point. Got to stay out of the box. Gomez around one man into the zone. Takes a shot, misses the net wide. Rebound, Wilkie. Plays it up and deep into the zone. Mayer put a hit on Fritz, and now Sioux Falls able to move it. Turned over to Lebosky and neutralized. Lebosky passed one man. Taken down. Penalty coming on Sioux Falls. Lebosky taken down with a hold. And the Tri-City Storm ahead of the Century 21 power play. Trailing by three with 9:12 to go in the game. If you're not buying your tires at Big O, you're just flat out paying too much. It's a bold statement, but one they stand behind. These guys will set you up with the best deal in town, guaranteed. So stop paying too much and get over to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. So the Storm trailing 5-2 here to Sioux Falls. But they'll have another power play to work with here, and Jim Holton going to have a chance to talk it over with his team. 5-2 the score in favor of the Stampede. Faceoff will be to the left of Jacobson. 9:12 to go in the game. L'Esperance is on the draw against Kravchenko. Power play on the board for 2 minutes. This faceoff is won by Sioux Falls, and they send it all the way down. Levine out of his net. Cecere to play it for Tri-City. Cecere moving through neutral ice. Cecere into the zone. Lebowski left it for Wilkie. Back to Cecere. Down low, Lebowski holding, shooting, and it was blocked in front. Rebound, Lebowski settles it down to Cecere. Back to Lebowski on the far side. Loose puck, Poganski had a chip at it, but now it's settled down by McGovern, and he sends it all the way back to the Storm end. 8:35 to go in the game. 1:22 left on the Storm power play. Wilkie left it for Schultz. Miscommunication there. Schultz has to go back and get it. Schultz moving forward. On the near side, Berger. Berger throws it into the far side corner. Curry trying to race against Stander. Puck's loose in the backboards. It's cleared up and kept in by Schultz. Nice job by Schultz to keep it in. Now it's loose again. Curry to Gomez. Gomez makes one move. Holding. Gomez shoots. Blocker save by Jacobson. Abel up top to Schultz. Now Gomez on the right point. Now it's Abel. Abel shoots. Save made. Rebound. Save made. And Jacobson gets up and hits Berger with his glove. Jacobson upset. Couple gloves have dropped here. And I can't see who's missing a glove. There is a glove missing on the ice. It's a Sioux Falls player down in the left circle. Chad DeShane is the man who lost the glove in the melee back in the net. Jacobson was the one who instigated it a little bit. 43 seconds remaining in the Storm Century 21 power play. Fans excited here. Storm with the faceoff. Wilkie over to Cecere. Back to Wilkie. Sends it to L'Esperance on the circle. Back up top, Wilkie. Now Cecere on the right point. Cecere holding. Switches sides with Wilkie. Down low, Lebowski. Lebowski on the right circle. Up to Wilkie with a one-timer. Save made. Rebound score! Another power play goal this time. Austin Poganski got it in front. Austin Poganski with the goal as he got a piece of it. And the Storm are chipping away. It's 5-3. 5-3, Tri-City. And we'll check a replay here to see if Poganski did touch it. Lebowski to Wilkie. Lebowski with the second assist. Wilkie able to shoot the puck, and then Poganski found the back of the net. 5-3 the score. Storm still trailing by 2. 7 minutes and 30 seconds to go. And now Tri-City sends it all the way down the Sioux Falls end. Icing is whistled. Tough luck for the Storm there as a pass that misconnected rolled all the way back for the icing. So Poganski now with 10 goals on the season in a double digits. For Poganski, 5-3, the score for Sioux Falls. Tri-City scored 2 power play goals. They got to continue to work hard here. Still some time left in this game. Play it on the far side. Eastman holding it in neutral ice. Send it forward. It's deflected off a Sioux Falls player in deep. No icing. Stander on the far side. Oh, Eastman had a chance to intercept it, but now he lost it, and here's a 3-on-2 for the Stampede. And a shot misses over the net. And the rebound is played on the near side. Cecere, Eastman, and now Mayer past the red line. Lost possession as he entered the zone. Sent back to Wilkie in a big collision on the far side. No call coming as Eastman sent it for L'Esperance, but it was turned over. And now here's Sioux Falls. Balasano with a shot. Levine struggled to make the save, but he did. Got a piece of it and then held on. 6:38 remaining. Tri-City trying to come back. They've scored 2 goals here in the third. First Cecere and then Poganski. Cecere's first of the season. Poganski's 10th. But the Storm trail 5-3. In addition to high-quality Big O brand tires, Big O carries a broad selection of competitively priced tires from Michelin, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and others. At Big O Tires, there's never long waits. With our Express Lane service, where you can usually mount and balance your tires in 30 minutes or less. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. Tri-City huddling up around assistant coach Jamie Bittner for this play call. As we will see a face-off in the Storm end, Hayden Levine will see it to his left. Storm with Gomez, Berger, Lebowski, Cecier, Poganski. Gomez is playing defense here for Tri-City for a little bit tonight. He's been all over, but playing a little bit of defense and not doing a bad job of it. Kovchinko against Berger on the faceoff. Faceoff's one forward, and Berger able to get it to Gomez, but his stick was tied up, and now it's won by Sioux Falls. Calderon, far side. Gomez shoves him into the wall. Played behind the net to Kovchinko. Holding, centering pass. Loose puck is kicked out by Poganski. Race to it. Wilkie trying to get to Fritz. It's banked in by the Storm. They were offside. And a whistle here with 6 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the Big O Tires third period. Still some time left in this game, and Tri-City trying to be short with their shifts and get everybody on and off the ice quickly as they're short players. 6:15 to go in the game. Storm have closed the shots on goal gap. 31-29 now in favor of Sioux Falls. Face up won by Tri-City. Dello banks it out to neutral ice. Sent it back in deep by Sioux Falls. Levine able to knock it down with a stick and play it behind the net to Dello. Dello takes a hit from Franklin and it's played to the far side, intercepted. Knutson with a shot. Save made by Levine. Nice save by Levine. Now 5:57 to go in the game. Tri-City trailing by 2 goals. 5-3. Trying to mount a comeback late in the game. They were down 5-1 after 2. They've scored 2 power play goals in the third. Even strength here, 5:57 to go. Tri-City wins the faceoff. It's Cecier behind the net. Cecier moves forward, gets it to Mayer. Got it out of the zone, but can't get it much further. McMurphy comes over to play it. Puck's loose. Mayer's got it. Mayer chips it in, moves around one man. Here's McMurphy to the center. Deflected away behind the net. McGovern played it on the far side. McMurphy takes it back. Down low to Mayer. Mayer banging down low with Valisano. Eastman comes in to play it back to Mayer. Mayer trying to leave it for McMurphy. A shot and a save. Rebound McMurphy, though, on the back door. Behind the net. McMurphy trying to get free. He does. Up top, McMurphy back deep. And it's taken by Sioux Falls, and here's O'Connor on the near side. O'Connor stops, sends it into the Storm end. Loose puck is picked up by Stepanek, taken off by Poganski. Now a centering pass, it's knocked away by Gomez, and it's played down low by Bruin. Storm not in a good situation there, and now it's chipped in. A shot was chipped by Gomez and a save made by Levine. Tri-City was all bunched up in one end. So when the Stampede wrapped it around the wall, nobody was there to play it for Tri-City. 4:55 to go. We're now in the Diamond Vogel final five. 5-3, Sioux Falls lead. Storm need 2 to get back in it. Lang, it turns it over to Nanny on the far side, but Poganski gets it back. Poganski tried to play it up the far side wall. It poked out to the middle. Now on the near side, it's Schultz. Schultz got it forward and out, but not deep, and now Stander will play it right back into the Storm end. Sioux Falls tags up. Schultz with it. Schultz got it forward to Lebowski. Nice pass to L'Esperance. L'Esperance is in with Poganski. L'Esperance goes wide, stops in the circle, plays it up top. Here's Wilkie with a shot. He misses wide. Nice rip by Wilkie, but he missed the net wide. Now Sioux Falls able to carry it out. Nice play and good hard work by Bruin, the defenseman. And now he gets it in deep. Nice hit by Schultz on Kravchenko. And Lebowski sends it to neutral ice. And now it's Abel who plays it on the far side of Wilkie. Wilkie evades 2 people, keeps the puck on his stick. Wilkie now sends it back to Cecier. Under 4 minutes to go. Berger moving forward into the zone. Berger to the center. The shot was blocked. Out of the zone it goes. Berger played it forward. And it's sent in deep by Calderon. Icing waved off. 3:40 to go in the game. Cecier banks it down low to Wilkie. Wilkie moving forward. Wilkie with a lot of space now. Past the red line, into the zone. Shoots. Save made by Jacobson. He hangs on. Stoppage in play with 3:27 to go in the game. 5-3, Sioux Falls in control. Shots on goal now 32-31 in favor of the Stampede, who have the 5-3 lead. Holton making changes now. Gomez and Cecere on the back end. Lesperance, Poganski, and Lebowski up front. Storm in the faceoff. Gomez with it. Leaves it now for Cecere. Fans on a shot. Turns it over. And it's aired all the way down the ice by Sioux Falls. And Levine grabs it with the glove. It would have been icing. Levine grabs it with the glove and stops play with 3:14 to go in the game. So Levine stops play. And the faceoff is to the left of the goaltender. And now Gama is able to get it off the faceoff win for Tri-City. He backhands it on the far side of Poganski. He fans on a dump in. And now it's Dakota Joshua on the far side. Gets past Cecere. Shoots. He misses. He hits this outside of the net. And now Lesperance will stop with the puck. 3 minutes to go in the game. Tri-City trailing by two. Lesperance into the zone. Lesperance left it for Poganski. A shot went wide. Now Nanny around the far side wall. Kept in by Cecere, but taken back out by Sioux Falls. Nice job by Gomez defensively to break the play up. And now Gomez will rush it into the zone. Gomez on the right circle. Down low. Around the net. Looking for space. Finds McMurphy. He scores! Ryan McMurphy scores for Tri-City, and they are within one. 2:27 to go. McMurphy from Gomez. What a play by Garrett Gomez. Gomez is playing defense, but that time he found McMurphy, and Ryan McMurphy has become an offensive star for the Storm. His seventh goal of the season. Gomez took it coast to coast around the net, looked in front. McMurphy, what a shot. He hits the top right corner. Ryan McMurphy makes it a one-goal game with 2:27 to go. 5-4. Sioux Falls had a three-goal lead, 5-2, at the start of this period. Berger and Kravchenko to resume play, and Sioux Falls wins the faceoff. We got a one-goal game here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Hopefully nobody left here at the Viero Event Center, because it's not over yet. Berger to Curry in the zone. Curry tees up a shot. Deflection. It's thrown up top for Schultz. He fires wide of the net. Rebound loose. It's played in front. Taken away by Stander. Around the far side. Lane can't keep it in. Kravchenko's got to rush the other way. He's hounded by Curry. Stopped by the Storm. Curry's tripped up. No call coming. Storm thought it was a call. Schultz turned the puck over. He thought he just had a touch up. Curry was tripped up and no call came late in the game. No favors being done here late in this one. Wilkie playing pitch and catch here, and a bad turnover for the Storm. Stampede send it in deep. Minute 35 to go in the game. Gomez working with two Sioux Falls players, and the Stampede win that battle. Played down low. Franklin from the corner. Behind the net, Dakota Joshua. Lesperance tying him up. Played down low again. Joshua with a shot. Save Levine. Another save Levine, and he hangs on. Big saves for Hayden Levine. Minute 12 to go in the game. Tri-City trailing 5-4. They've come back to make it a game. Fans on their feet trying to will the Storm back into this one. Minute and 12 to go. Lesperance, Dello, Cecere, Poganski, Wilkie. If they can get possession and get it up ice, you got to assume Levine will head to the bench. Faceoff won by the Sioux Falls Stampede. Molino had a good shot. And Dello hits it around the board. So Wilkie, Levine's off. Wilkie loses it, but it's kept in. Loose puck is controlled at the top of the zone. Kept in by Lebowski. Now Poganski down low, Lesperance. Lesperance to the center. Lebowski put it too high. Rebound loose is picked up by McGovern. McGovern banks it off the wall. Kept in, though, by Dello. Wilkie now puts it in deep. 40 seconds to go. Kravchenko holding it in the corner. Plays it up the wall. Dello is there. Sent to the top by Kravchenko. Kravchenko shoots for the net, and he scores. It's a hat trick for Denis Kravchenko. And that'll do it. A valiant attempt at a comeback for Tri-City falls short. Empty net goal for Sioux Falls makes it 6-4. Best look there was for Lebowski, but he put it over the net. No hats on the ice tonight, but Kravchenko has made it a hat trick, scoring at an empty net goal to make it 6-4. They have to reset the net in the Sioux Falls end here by Jacobson. 6-4 the score. Sioux Falls in the lead with just 32 seconds to go here in the Big O Tires third period in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Faceoff is won to the near side. Eastman, big hit there near the storm wall on Nanny. And now Gomez will rush it into the zone. Gomez on the far side shoots it wide. Down low, McMurphy shoves his man into the wall. Final 15 seconds of the game. DiBenedetto. And now Eastman. Eastman to the center. Chance for Gomez. Look in front. 5 seconds to go. Gomez one more try. To Eastman. Shoots off the crossbar. And that's it. 6-4 the final. The Stampede survive after a late comeback by Tri-City. Storm had scored 3 times in the third period to cut it to a one-goal game. But they fall 6-4 and come up with no points this weekend after losses to Omaha and Sioux Falls. We'll take a break and recap this one next on the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Coming up next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Warren Moon, in two words, how'd you get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
My arm.
Barry Sanders.
My legs.
Joe Namath.
My style.
Jerry Rice.
My hands.
And you?
Powerball, baby.
How?
I won a trip for four to the 50th anniversary Ultimate Tailgate Party with over 100 Hall of Famers. Special $10 Powerball purchases are eligible to win.
Visit Powerball.com for details.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. Play is good. Go play.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Old Chicago Postgame. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Tri-City Storm with a valiant comeback attempt tonight. In the third period, they trailed 5-1 after two and scored three consecutive goals to make it 5-4 before an empty netter sealed the deal for the Stampede. Sioux Falls scored the first two goals in the first period. Dennis Kravchenko on the power play from Chad Deshane and Griffin Molino at 8:44, and then C.J. Franklin on the power play from David Jacobson at 16:45, and they outshot the Storm 16-7 after one. Tri-City trailed 2-0. In the second period, the Storm got on the board. Nolan Abel's first career USHL goal, a power play tally from Garrett Gomez and Pat Curry at 5:09, made it 2-1 Tri-City, 2-1 Sioux Falls. Storm had cut the lead to 2-1, but three consecutive goals for Sioux Falls put the game a bit out of reach for Tri-City. Dakota with Joshua on the power play from Tony Calderon and Jason Stepanek at 8:55. Dennis Kravchenko on the power play from Jack Stander and Tony Calderon at 11:20. And finally, Ed McGovern from Dakota Joshua and Ryan Schwalbe at 16:31. Had Sioux Falls ahead 5-1 after two. Also had outshot the Storm 11-7 in the second period. And in the third, Tri-City put up three straight. Garrett Cecier on the power play from Dan Lebosky and Chris Wilkie. Cecier on the power play from Lebosky and Wilkie. Cecier's first goal of the season. Lebosky picks up his first point of the night, and then Wilkie on the assist at 6:38. So you're thinking, all right, 5-2. Then at 12:22, Poganski scores on the power play from Wilkie and Lebosky. So Wilkie and Lebosky each with two assists on the night. And Poganski gets his 10th of the season on the power play. Storm had their third power play goal of the night. And as the game was getting into the latter stages, it was 5-3. And then Ryan McMurphy scored a goal from Garrett Gomez at 17:33. McMurphy has the hot hand against Sioux Falls, his fourth goal of the season against the Stampede. But he scores from Gomez. Gomez is second assist of the night at 17:33. And McMurphy makes it a 5-4 game. So all of a sudden the Storm are in the game. 2.5 minutes to go. They had a couple looks at it. But after McMurphy scored, Sioux Falls turned it up a little bit, got some opportunities late in the game near the Storm end. And Tri-City had one good look with Lebosky. Had a couple chances, but they couldn't find the equalizer, and Dennis Kravchenko came away with the puck, found the empty net for a hat trick. Kravchenko's hat trick this season. Kravchenko came in with just 8 goals tonight, and he now has 11 on the year, 33 points for Dennis Kravchenko, and the Sioux Falls Stampede get the 2 points in the win, 6-4, and what a huge 2 points it was for the Stampede tonight. Stampede able to move ahead, 16 points ahead of the Tri-City Storm, to be exact. 18 points ahead of the Tri-City Storm. This was a 4-point swing. Could have either been 2 points for the Storm, could have been down to 14, but now it's an 18-point advantage for Sioux Falls over Tri-City. Final shots on goal, 35-32. Sioux Falls over the Storm. Storm get 18 shots on net in the third period and outshoot Sioux Falls 18-8 in the third. And definitely, you know what, the key to the third period and the comeback for the Storm? No penalties. They were finally able to stay out of the box. Sioux Falls went 4 out of 8 on the power play. Tri-City themselves went 3 of 8, but the key in the third was the no penalties. Hayden Levine ends up making 11 saves on 12 shots. Jacob Johansson, 18 saves on 22 shots before he was pulled. David Jacobson picks up his second win of the year against the Storm, 28 saves on 32 shots. That's your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Time to look at the New West Sports Medicine three stars of the game. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. Third star of the game for the Tri-City Storm, Nolan Abel, scoring his first career USHL goal. Congratulations to Nolan. Thanks for joining us on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report earlier, and gets his first goal, third star of the game. Second star for Sioux Falls, Dakota Joshua. Great game for him. Power play goal and an assist for Joshua in the win for Sioux Falls. The number one star of the game, Dennis Kravchenko, with the hat trick, the captain of this Sioux Falls team, came up big in this one with three goals. They win 6-4 over the Storm. Now the Dent Popper grinder of the night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper and Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Dent Popper grinder of the night tonight, Garrett Gomez. Gomez had two assists, but more importantly, he was playing forward and defense for the Storm, being able to use in a few different positions with the Storm shorthanded, and he made a couple nice plays, including the key assist on McMurphy's goal to make it 5-4. Garrett Gomez, with a heck of a night, picks up two assists here in the Storm loss, and he's the grinder of the night presented by the Dent Popper. We'll take a break and come back with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show on the Breeze, 94.5.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better. Safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Back in the Old Chicago postgame show, Tri-City Storm dropped this one 6-4 to the Sioux Falls Stampede. I'm now joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. And coach, kind of got a little bit out of hand there, but a bit of a comeback by your team, showing that they still had some heart and effort left in them late in the game. Overall thoughts about tonight's battle?
Well, tough circumstances coming in with the injuries that we have and the only 18 guys dressed, and in particular, note four defensemen. And, you know, it bit us early. We got we took some tired penalties, and they capitalized. We have people playing out of position, and we needed to play with the lead tonight, but we started chasing the game because of their power play. And you know what? Down 5-1, this team would have, a lot of teams would have folded their tent and went home, but these kids showed a lot of hearts, a lot of guts and character, and that's the stuff that's going to win us a lot of games down the road.
Outshoot Sioux Falls 18-8 in the third period. What was the difference in the third after the first two periods in which you were outplayed?
Well, momentum, power play, and we finally calmed down and made some plays. We really struggled with the puck last night and tonight for the first two periods just to handle the puck. We just seemed really tight. And again, that's a lot of guys playing extra minutes. But the third period, we encouraged them just to loosen up. But to me, we just got the momentum and we got feeling good and we started pushing downhill.
One guy who played a lot of minutes tonight, Garrett Gomez, playing both defensively and playing offensively, power play, penalty kill, all situations. Talk about his performance tonight.
Well, he really stepped up, and that's what you need from your veteran players when you've got a short staff going. And down 5-1, we have nothing to lose in the third. We have to get on an attack mindset. And, you know, we did a good job, and Garrett filled in admirably back there because that's a tough job to do.
Gomez, and I might have to go back and look this up, I don't know if he had any points when you took this job, Coach. He may have had an assist or two, but really struggled mightily. And he was projected to be one of the top scorers on this team. Coming back after a pretty good season last year, he was a high draft pick, a first-round pick in the USHL draft. What has he done, and how has he settled down here? Talk about his play over the last couple weeks.
Well, I think a lot of it was confidence. He was really beating himself up. As you know, Garrett, he's a terrific kid, and he takes to heart when he's struggling. And sometimes you can take your slumps too much to heart. And to me, I think it affected his confidence. And he seemed to slow down whenever he got the puck because he was looking to pass it rather than just attack. But now, in particular tonight back there, you could just see him attacking. It was starting to free flow a little bit, and that's a sign of a confident player.
Another guy who probably gained some confidence tonight, Nolan Abel, scores his first goal for you guys. He's had a lot of different chances. Just hadn't been able to finish it off, and tonight he did.
Yeah, really nice to see, because I think we'd addressed it on one of the broadcasts here that he's really been pushing for that first goal, really wanting and down on himself. And there again, it affects his confidence and affects the way he plays, but he was a different player after he got that goal. So hopefully this is something that he can build on and start to take off here as he gets his feet on the ground here. We got to remember he's only had about a month and a half, not even that, about a month in this league, and it's tough to come in mid-stride.
You make a goaltending change in the second period, about halfway through the game. Jacob Johansson allowed four goals at that point. What made you decide to pull the trigger on that and talk about the two goaltenders play tonight?
Well, you need to switch some momentum at some point, and there was no sense leaving. I'd have done the same if Hayden had started. I'm not a believer in leaving guys in to get shelled, and when it went 4-1, 5-1, it's starting to look kind of ugly there. So make the switch. And secondly, Hayden's got to get some minutes in. You know, he hasn't played since the first game back at the break. We needed to get him in some game action, and I've been trying to plan it out. So it was just the opportunity and the time to do it. It had nothing to do with Jacob's play. It was more just trying to get an energy boost to the team.
What did you think about Levine? I mean, it seemed like he fought the puck a little bit, but he made some good saves.
Yeah, he fought it early, but he's been struggling since he came back. He's been struggling a little bit in practice. So this was a good building block. This is a game to get in without a lot of pressure. I thought his game improved as it went on. He started to look more comfortable, and that's a good sign.
Final thing here, obviously you're going to get Nolan Gutkowski back, and that'll be a much welcomed return to the lineup for next week. You get a full week of practice, no midweek games. Might we see some moves to try to get some more players in here and have a full lineup next weekend?
Yeah, we've got a couple works in the moves that could happen as quickly as tomorrow, or might take into the week, but guarantee we'll have a full 20-man roster heading into next weekend. Obviously, we know we got some guys in the shelf that we're going to learn a little bit more about. A lot of them are in the day-to-day category, so we're hopeful on a guy like Horn for next weekend. So we'll wait and see as the tests go along. Kerr, we're not sure we're going to know more as the week goes on. So, yeah, it could be a busy week here in Stormland.
All right. Well, we'll keep everybody updated here, but we want to thank Jim Holton for joining us here. Tri-City Storm falls 6-4, but Jim Holton still kind enough to join us here on the Old Chicago Post-Game Show. Coach, look forward to talking to you this week and seeing how things shake out.
Okay, thanks very much.
Tri-City Storm falls 6-4 to the Sioux Falls Stampede here tonight at the Viero Event Center. One final check of the out-of-town scoreboard before we sign off here, presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. All the scores, final, are from around the USHL, so we'll get you all the numbers. The Youngstown Phantoms defeat Team USA by a final score of 6-3. Indiana knocks off Muskegon 4-1. Chicago beats Sioux City 3-2 in overtime. Waterloo defeats Des Moines 3-1. Omaha knocks off Cedar Rapids 5-3. Dubuque beats Green Bay 5-2. And Lincoln, in a shootout, defeats Fargo 2-1. Lincoln Stars with 4 points this weekend. And Des Moines, no points. Tri-City, no points. Sioux Falls with 2. Sioux City with 1. And Omaha with 4. So do the math in the Western Conference, but still that separation of your top 4 and bottom 4 as we hit the stretch in the second half of the USHL season. Tri-City Storm dropped this one 6-4 to Sioux Falls. Our next broadcast will be on Friday night. The Storm will be in Omaha at the Ralston Arena. And fans, it'll be the final meeting between the Storm and the Omaha Lancers. So fret no more. There's just one more battle between those two teams. And then the Storm will take on the Dubuque Fighting Saints here at the Viero Event Center next weekend. It'll be a week from tonight, Storm and Dubuque. It'll be Teddy Bear Toss Night. Bring a bear and throw it on the ice for charity on Saturday night. The Storm take on the Dubuque Fighting Saints, one of the leading teams in the Eastern Conference. Again, final score 6-4, Sioux Falls. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want to thank Caleb for pushing all the buttons back in Hastings, and for Nick Hutchison, Nolan Abel, and Coach Jim Holton joining us throughout the broadcast. We'll talk to you on Friday from the Ralston Arena. Until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.